Gulfcoastmotorsports.com. Oh, yeah. Go to GulfCoastMotorsports.com for all the latest on classic cars and fun.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, clear sky tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, sunny, a little warmer with a high of 89. On Friday, look for mostly sunny conditions, a high of 88, and a 40% chance of showers moving in on Saturday.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We're cruising WGCM.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a Wednesday evening from Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida, the Biloxi Shuckers aim for their sixth straight victory. They won their previous five, including the opener yesterday against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Mazzarella joined alongside Garrett Green momentarily, but as alluded to before, yes, the Shuckers 7-2 winners last night. Seemed like they played the perfect game. They pitched well, they hit well, and defensively, they were rock solid. Shuckers 7 runs on 9 hits, did make an error, left 7 men on base. The big news was the debut of Jackson Chirillo, the Brewers' number one prospect, the number 11 overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball, and according to MLB Pipeline. And, well, he was a big part of the offense yesterday, doubled in a pair of runs in the second. They got the Shuckers on the board. He would later hit a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning, drove in 3 runs, lead the way for the Shuckers. But again, the 2 runs at the top of the second got him off and rolling. Pensacola would answer off the right-hander Carlos Luna. Bubba Hollins, an RBI double on the left field line. They cut the deficit 2-1. But Garrett Whitley, first hitter in the third inning, goes yard off of the southpaw Zach King. 3-1 Shuckers. Again, Pensacola inched closer, was an unearned run allowed against Carlos Luna in the bottom of the fourth. But that would be all the runs against Carlos in the contest. Through those 6 innings, allows 1 earned run on 7 hits, no walks, and strikes out 6 would pick up his 5th victory of the season. Because of the big boost in the 6th inning, mentioned the sacrifice fly from Chirillo, Corey Ray a 2 RBI double, and Jason Lopez also with a buster, an RBI single as well. 7 of the 9 Shuckers recording a base hit, all 9 men reaching base safely last night. And again, mention that strong pitching out of the bullpen as well. Taylor Floyd, a scoreless inning in his double-A debut once again. He already started the season with the Shuckers back early in the season. Was just recalled up from High A, Wisconsin. Then Ryan Middendorf, scoreless 2 innings to close out the ball game and put a bow on it. But again, Shuckers is just doing everything right yesterday. They now have won 5 in a row. Look to go for number 6 today. They send the right-hander out of South Carolina, T.J. Shook. He goes opposite of Andrew McInville. We come back here on the Shuckers pregame show. We'll get you our starting lineups. That's next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
And welcome back to the Panhandle of Florida in Pensacola at Admiral Federman Field at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The Biloxi Shuckers in Pensacola Blue Wahoos meeting for the second game in this final six-game series to close out the 2022 Southern League regular season. It's time now for the starting lineups for both sides. We start with the visiting Shuckers, 63-67 overall record. But again, they have won five straight contests. A chance to continue to inch closer and possibly finish over 500 this year. Here is again their starting lineup. Left fielder Corey Ray hits leadoff, followed by the center fielder and the Brewers' number one prospect, Jackson Chirillo. Garrett Willie hits third and plays right field. He's followed by the first baseman out of South Carolina, Wes Clark. Switching third baseman out of Central Michigan, Xavier Warren hits fifth, followed by the Felix Valero, the DH, who bats sixth. In the seventh spot, the shortstop Ethan Murray out of Duke. Gabe Holt, left-hitting second baseman, bats eighth. And rounding out the starting nine is the catcher, Nick Kale. What a big series at home against the Mississippi Braves. Shucker send the right-hander out of South Carolina, T.J. Shook. 3-2 record, a 5.93 ERA. He goes opposite of Andrew McInville, a 2-2 record, a 7.47 ERA. A.J. Ladwig was supposed to start today for Pensacola, but he was scratched, and so it could be a piece-together bullpen type of day for Pensacola. But they won the first half crown. They have clinched a playoff spot, sitting at 67-58 overall in the season. Their starting nine goes as follows. Switching shortstop to C. Nunez hits leadoff. Kobe Fletcher, Vance, the second baseman, bats second. Left-hitting DH, Norel Gonzalez hits third. Son of the former major leaguer, Mr. Marlin, it's Griffin Conine, the left-hitting right fielder, who hits cleanup. Third baseman Bubba Hollins bats fifth. J.D. Osborne does the catching tonight. He's hitting sixth. Marcus Chupak over at first base in the seventh spot. Davis Bradshaw gets his first start of the series. The left fielder bats eighth. And rounding out the starting nine is the center fielder, Thomas Jones. Again, Andrew McInville will get the ball today. For the Blue Wahoos, we'll see how far he will go tonight. We come back, it's our picks and clicks here at Pensacola at Blue Wahoo Stadium on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium, the home of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. It's the second game of this six-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thomas Lanzarella, Gary Green, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday evening. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. And so, Gary, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I am going to go with Jackson Churio. I'm going to go ahead and just take him. 3 RBIs in last night's game, and that was his first taste of double-A pitching. It will be a little bit more difficult tonight because at least last night he got to see Zach King a couple of times with the fact that the Wahoos are going with a bullpen game. Going to be a little bit different with the fact that he's probably going to see a different pitcher every single time that he comes up to bat tonight. But I think just one more day in here, and we saw how immensely talented he was in just one brief flash last night. Give me Jackson Churio to continue to impress in game number 2 with double A tonight.
I like it. He almost goes yard as well in his first game at double A, and I think too, you know, one game under his belt, you start to see the further out they get from that first game, the better they're going to be. Just look at Ethan Murray, for example, back-to-back multi-hit games. You know, he got his first series under the belt. I was thinking of going the way of Ethan Murray, but I'm going to go with the man who was the hero on Sunday in the victory over Mississippi, and Nick Cale, the catcher out of Washington, in the 9 spot. He had started 4 straight games now, has started 5 of the last 6 for the Shuckers behind home plate. I think defensively, he's going to be solid tonight, but I think with the bat, he's going to come up with a few hits here or there. Went 3-for-15 the last series, which, you know, doesn't seem like he had a good series, but in fact, he really did. A lot of hard hit balls to the outfield, and you think, too, if they could just start finding the alleys a little bit, Nick Hill's going to erupt for a big series, although 2 of his 3 hits also went for extra bases with a pair of doubles, drove in 4 men as well, including that big run in the 10th inning on a bunt down the first baseline with a squeeze play. Nick Hale, he's a man that can do it all. We'll see if he can accomplish that same feat tonight, as well as Jackson Churio, the Brewers' number 1 prospect, playing in his second game at the AA level. We're almost set here for first pitch at Pensacola. As he announced the starting lineup for the Blue Wahoos, Shuckers pull out from the third base dugout. It's time now for the national anthem. First pitch on the side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, it is game number two in the last six-game series of the season between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. A happy hump day. Glad you made it to the middle of the week alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 63-67 on the year. They're 29-34 in the Southern League second half, but they have won five consecutive games. As for these Pensacola Blue Wahoos, 67-59 on the year. They're 33-30 in the Southern League second half. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the left fielder, Corey Ray. Jackson Churio follows him in center. And Garrett Whitley out in right bats third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Wes Clark. Xavier Warren, the switch-hitting third baseman, bats fifth. And on the sixth spot is the designated hitter, Felix Valerio. Ethan Murray is at short, batting seventh. Gabe Holt, the second baseman, hits eighth, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Nick Kale. They go opposite the right-hander, Andrew McInvale, 2-2 this year, with a 7.47 ERA, and the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager, Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their Biloxi Dodgers jerseys tonight. They're those blue jerseys with Biloxi inscribed gold lettering across the chest. They have gold numbers on the back. They wear the gray pants and the blue caps tonight. Wahoos are in their home whites, both tops and bottoms tonight. They have the navy caps on with bright pink bills. So the right-hander, Andrew McInvale, stares into Corey Ray, left-handed hitter and the first offer, and Ray swings and misses at a fastball. We're off and going at 6:37 p.m. Central Time here in Pensacola. Thrill you're with us on this Wednesday. Hitter McInvale operating from the first base side of the rubber. Kicks home the 0-1. And Ray takes a breaking ball down low. And the count goes to one ball and one strike to Ray. Well, it is another gorgeous night for baseball here in Pensacola. Right at sunset, it is 81 degrees and clear here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The kick and the 1-1 to Ray. And the lefty takes high. And the count goes to two balls and one strike to Corey. Right now, the flagpoles that are just to the left of the batter's eye in straightaway center, not moving. The field is in the shade. The last rays of sun are cast out on the batter's eye, but that is it right now. The set, and McInvale's 2-1. And Ray takes a cold strike on the inner edge with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes to 2-2. Beautiful blue waters glistening in the golden sunshine at the golden hour here of Pensacola Bay out beyond right center field. Right-hander McInvale readies and is 2-2 to Ray. And Corey takes down low. The count has run full to Ray. Corey currently on an eight-game hitting streak with Biloxi. And that span, he's hitting .306. Two doubles, two home runs, and seven RBIs. He's also scored four runs. in a full count here to lead off the ball game. And McInvale, the right-hander, sets at the chin, and time is called, and it will be an auto ball four. So Ray, go ahead and give him a nine-game on-base streak, and it's an automatic ball four to walk Ray. Haven't seen one of those in a little while, and I think Ray was confused as he stood in the batter's box for an extra second.
He's making sure he doesn't get the auto strike three, which is, haven't seen one of those in a while either.
So now it's Churio in from the right side, and the first offer in Jackson takes a little outside for a ball. It is 1-0 to the center fielder. On the mound tonight for the Blue Wahoos, the first pitcher out of the bullpen, 6'2", 195-pound right-hander, Andrew McInvale. He's 1-0, and a fastball Churio got underneath it. Skies it out into left field. Nunez is backpedaling, and he will be called off by the left fielder, Bradshaw, who almost has the ball hit his face. He just caught it off to the left side and had a little bit of a jerk reaction as he did. But Churio flies out, one gone, man on first, and Garrett Whitley the batter.
And a scary play out there. Let's meet the defense for Pensacola. Davis Bradshaw in left field made the catch. Thomas Jones in center. Griffin Conine's over and right. On the infield, Bubba Hollins mans the hot corner. Nassim Nunez, Kobe Fletcher, Vance, a double play to up the middle. With Marcus Chu at first.
As there goes Ray, and the pitch is inside. There will be no throw, and Corey is in, standing up with a stolen base.
And the man who did not throw the baseball down is the catcher, J.D. Osborne.
So third stolen base for Ray, his second in as many nights. It was ball one to Whitley, the right-handed hitter. Just four caught steals in 19 attempts against J.D. Osborne behind the plate. As a fastball is right over the heart of the plate for a strike to Whitley, it is 1-1. So how do you like Corey Ray walks to lead off the game and then steals second with Whitley batting? So man in scoring position. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos here in the first. The 1-1. And Whitley takes down in the dirt. Osborne slides to his right. The count is 2-1. And that has certainly been a problem with Pensacola this season. Between their catchers, they don't really have a great defensive ability. Paul McIntosh, really, that is the one hole in his game. And J.D. Osborne, listed as an infielder, but is also the backup catcher. McInvale sets. And the right hand of the 2-1. And Whitley watches the slider miss low. He flinched and held off, and the count is 3-1. Garrett hitting 260 this year. Seven doubles, a triple, seven home runs, and 22 RBIs with the Shuckers. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Few pinwheels of the black bat as he waits for McInvale to come set at the chin. Moves his foot up and down, now stills himself, and the 3-1. Is a fastball swung over and missed. A count is run full now to Whitman. Garrett riding a four-game hitting streak coming into tonight. He extended it last night with a double in the first and then a solo home run in the third. Shuckers never trailed in last night's game that they won 7-2. And time is called at the plate by Whitman. Well, for McInvale, this is his 21st appearance of the season with Pensacola. It is his second game that he started. He's worked just 31 and a third innings. Osborne sets a low target. And the 3-2 in Whitley can't catch up to a slider. A little bit of a grip at the bat as he heads away the first strikeout victim of the night. Two gone and Wes Clark will be the batter. No, but as Thomas said in the pregame, this was a game that A.J. Ladwig was originally set to start. He was a scratch this morning. No official reason given why. And right now, that's not good news for the Wahoos. It looks like he was lined up to be their Game 1 starter in the playoffs. First offer to Clark, and West steps back from an inside fastball. It's 1-0. Of course, these Wahoos will host or will go on the road to take on the Montgomery Biscuits for game number one on Tuesday night of next week. Before they return home, Wednesday for game two, Thursday would be game three if necessary of the South Division Championship Series. 1-0, and Clark takes a healthy swing and a miss of the fastball. It's 1-1 to Wes. No score, Shuckers and Wahoos. Ray at second with two gone here in the top of the first inning. Of course, yesterday with the loss by Pensacola and Montgomery beating Mississippi head-to-head, well, the Biscuits officially clinched the second half Sound Division title. As a fastball, thigh high on the inner half is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2 to Wes. So Montgomery knew they were into the playoffs. They just hadn't officially clinched winning the second half title as Pensacola went into yesterday six games back with six to play. The set down the 1-2. And Clark takes just a little low and outside with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the count evens up. Very briefly, here's our umpiring crew for tonight. Bobby Tassoni is our home plate umpire. Dylan Bradley is at third, and Nate Starr is at first tonight. Ray off of second, two gone. And a 2-2 pitch to the right-handed hitting Clark on the way up. And he swings and misses over a slider. And Andrew McInvin bounces back from a leadoff walk and puts up a zero in the top of the first inning. That sends us on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Blue Wahoos coming to bat on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, Shuckers held off the board. Here is the starting lineup one more time for Pensacola this evening. Leading off is the shortstop, Nassim Nunez. Kobe Fletcher Vance at second will bat second. And the designated hitter tonight is Norel Gonzalez. The cleanup man is the right fielder, Griffin Conine. Bubba Hollins at third, and J.D. Osborne, the catcher tonight, at sixth. In the seventh spot is the first baseman, Marcus Chu. Davis Bradshaw gets the start at left, and Thomas Jones, the center fielder, rounds it all out. They go off to the right-hander, T.J. Shook for Biloxi, 3-2 with a 5.93 ERA, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are led by second-year manager Kevin Randall. So here's the 6'4", 217-pound right-hander, T.J. Shook. Rocks home the first of the switch-hitting Nassim Nunez, and he takes a fastball low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Shook making his 18th career appearance at AA, his 17th start, as Nunez fouls the next one back. It is 1-1. And this is the third time the right-hander Shook has faced off against the Wahoos. Right-hander rocks into his motion with the 1-1, and Nunez spoils away a cutter in around his hands. The count is 1-2. DJ operating out of the full windup sets his right foot right in the middle of the rubber. Sets his hands at his belt, brings them about chest high as he twists his body and deals the 1-2. And this is lifted down the left field line, but that's fouled the entire way. The count will stay at a ball and two strikes to the shortstop Nunez. Right hitter against Pensacola this year, 1-0 with a 5.73 ERA. Two games started, he's thrown 11 innings against them. The 1-2, a little outside. 17 hits allowed by Shook. He's given up 7 runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. The big thing against these Wahoos, 4 home runs allowed. As the 2-2, Nunez skips it up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. That one went right over the mound, right under Shook's glove. And No combination of Holter Murray was there, so Nunez with a single up the middle, and it brings up Kobe Fletcher Vance. The scouting report on the right-hander shook. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. Coming off of one of the most difficult outings of his career, his last time out. Back on the sixth at home against Mississippi. First offer, and a really good-looking fastball, just misses the outside corner for a ball to Fletcher Vance. It is 1-0. A shook win, two-plus innings. He gave up 8 runs, all of them earned on 8 hits. Walked 5 and struck out just 2. The set of the 1-0, and this is fouled right back. The count is 1-1 to Fletcher Vance. And for Shook, he allowed 3 home runs in the game. The 5 walks tied a career high, and the 3 home runs allowed also tied a career high. The 8 runs allowed were the most he's given up in an outing in his career. 37 previous outings, 33 starts for Shook as he checks on Nunez over at first. And the switch hitting shortstop dives back in. Righty-righty matchup as Shook readies from his chest. And the 1-1. There goes the runner, and the pitch is popped up foul. So that'll spoil the stolen base opportunity for Nunez. Nunez in 34 games with Pensacola this year. 19 steals. He's been caught just 4 times. One of those was a caught stealing last night by Jason Lopez in the 5th inning. Resumes his lead off of first, and the 1-2 is high. Nunez took one firm step towards second base, but did not go. Wouldn't have been a good pitch to run on either. It brought Kale out of his crouch a little bit. See if Shook checks on him again. As the 2-2, there goes the runner. It's swung on a miss. The throw to second is high. Holt has to climb the ladder, but by the time he comes down, Nunez is in safely. It is a strikeout of Fletcher Vance for the first out, but Nunez is in scoring position with one gone here in the bottom of the first.
I think a throw a little bit lower, they might have a chance at Nunez, but still a good ball from Kale. Let's meet the Shuckers defense now, starting the outfield left to right. Corey Ray, Jackson Trujillo, Garrett Willie's over and right. Xavier Warren's at the hot corner at third. Ethan Murray, Gabe Holt, the double play due up the middle. Wes Clark's at first, and Nick Kale's doing the catching.
So it's the left-handed hitting Norel Gonzalez, who takes a fastball low, one ball and no strikes to the designated hitter. And now really a surprise to see Gonzalez as the DH tonight. Remember, he had the error out in right field that turned a single from Wes Clark into 2 bases. 1-0, a wave and a miss on a curveball. First one that Shook has snapped off today. And the count is 1-1. Nunez at second, one gone, no score. Shuckers and Wahoos here in the bottom of the first inning in game number 2 of our 6-game set. The last 6 games of the regular season. Shook strides home with the 1-1, and a changeup is swung over and missed. Really good sequence here from TJ as the count has gone to 1-2. Went with a fastball up and in, then a curveball that was cutting in towards Gonzalez, and now the changeup low and away that was fading away from the left-handed hitter. The 1-2, and another changeup. This is shot out the opposite way to left field. Long run back for Ray, but shy of the warning track and straight away left. He'll reach up and make the catch. Nunez has to retreat to second, but the changeup stays in the yard, and there are 2 gone. Well, the dimensions here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, it's a ballpark that's very similar to MGM Park, just a little bit deeper. It's 342 down the left field line. It's still 400 to straightaway center, and it's 333 down the right field line. 8-foot-high blue padded wall around the entire outfield. First offer to Konai, and that's a cutter low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Nunez on second after his leadoff single and a stolen base. Shook has bounced back with a strikeout and the lineout from Gonzalez. Left-handed hitting Konai, open stance, waits. And the 1-0. He's rolled up the first baseline foul, and the count is 1-1. Konai wore the golden sombrero last night
0-4 with four strikeouts. Strikeout in the second, fourth, and sixth against the right-hander Carlos Luna, and then Cade in the eighth against Ryan Niddendorf. Shook readies, and the 1-1. And Conine flies it in the air to left, but this is playable. Ray, an easy jog as he angles towards the line and reaches up to squeeze it for the last out. So Shook a leadoff single, but nothing else in the home half of the first. That sends us on to the second, and we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Start of the second inning here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren will lead it off. Begin on the left side against the right-hander Andrew McInvale out for his second inning of work. Right-hander operating out of the stretch with nobody on base, deals and misses high and away. It's 1-0 to Warren. And Xavier this year, a .227 hitter. This is his 24th game with Biloxi. Two doubles, a home run, and seven runs driven in. Open left-handed stance and the 1-0. And Xavier flinches and takes a slider low and in. Two balls and no strikes for McInvale. McInvale issued the leadoff walk to Ray, but then got a flyout and two strikeouts. He threw 18 pitches in the first inning. Just nine of them were strikes. Right-hander's 2-0. And a fastball is fought off the opposite way, and that'll find the seats foul. The count goes to 2-1 to Xavier. Again, the Wahoos trying to bullpen their way through this game. Remember, the Shuckers got a bullpen game out of Mississippi back on Sunday. Came away with a 5-4 win in extra innings. McInvale, his 2-1. He's outside. Three balls and one strike to Warren. The Braves used eight pitchers in that game on Sunday night. And remember, they pretty much had nobody left after Lisandro Santos came out for the 10th. He sat down the 3-1. And Warren, watching the entire way, takes a knee-high strike. And the count is run full to Xavier. Warren, Valerio, and Murray, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here in the top of the second. Infield and outfield are pretty much straight away for the left-handed hitting Warren. As the payoff pitch is a check swing, and it's a slider down low for ball four. That's the pitch that McInvale got Whitley and Clark to both chase. And Warren, after seeing them go after it on a 3-2 count, laid off, and he took it downstairs. It's the second consecutive inning the Shuckers have led off with a walk. So a man on for Felix Valerio. Kick on the first offer. And a fastball belt high, but in tight. It is 1-0. Well, McInvan was originally a product of the Toronto Blue Jays. He was a 37th round pick by Toronto out of Liberty University. He had also pitched at Baylor in his time in college. 1-0. And a big bending curveball drops in for a strike on the inner edge. It's 1-1. That's a new wrinkle on McInvan. McInvan was acquired by the Miami Marlins back on June 29th of last season, 2021. Kick and though, 1-1. And a fastball is hoisted in the air back of Roman to foul. They count a ball and two strikes to Valerio. McInvan was acquired along with Joe Panic in exchange for Corey Dickerson, Adam Simber, and cash. That was one of those way before the trade deadline. Saw a few of those last year. 1-2, and a curveball is fouled back by Valerio. The count will stay at a ball and two strikes to Felix. Of course, really, it's a pretty easy one to think about because the Brewers were one of the first teams that pulled the trigger on a big deal before the deadline. Way before the deadline when they traded for Willie Adames. Now they got him from Tampa Bay. Traded away Drew Rasmussen. There goes the runner, and the 1-2 is swung on a miss. Throw down to second is way late. So Valerio strikes out swinging on a curveball as Warren steals second. Second steal of the night for the Shuckers. And the third strikeout for McInvan. It's out number one here in the second. McInvan, after he was acquired last year in 21 appearances with Pensacola, 3-2 with a 5.70 ERA. Right-handed hitting Murray digs in on the first pitch. He's taken at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Oh, Ethan is now 5-for-22 in six games at AA, but he has multi-hit efforts in back-to-back games. Remember, had a single and a double in last night's game. His double was part of the four-run sixth for Biloxi that put the game out of reach. 0-1, and he skips a ground ball up the middle past the dive of Nunez and into center, and Warren slips as he gets to third base, so he will not come in and score. And Ethan Murray has hit safely in three straight games, and oh, probably should have had an RBI, but Warren slips right over third base.
Now that is a tough break there for the Shuckers. Just got a flat tire right as he was about around third base.
Now Warren in scoring position with a steal after his leadoff walk, but now it's an RBI chance for Gabe Holt. The Shuckers did a good job of this last night and really over the last couple of series, scoring runs without the aid of a hit if they don't need it. First offer on the way, Murray breaks for second, and a late pump fake by Osborne, but he will not even bother. And it's a stolen base by Murray. So the Shuckers tonight, they have seen that Jamie Osborne has thrown out just four runners all season, and they are going to continue to run and run and run. And for Murray, it's his second stolen base at AA, and now the infield will play in a half step against Holt. Set in the 1-0. And Gabe checks his swing on a back foot curveball. The count is two balls and no strikes to Holt. The good news for Gabe is that Fletcher Vance and Nunez are pinched pretty close together up the middle. Meanwhile, the first baseman Chu is guarding the line. He's only about three steps off of it and about five paces back of second. So there's a lot of space on the right side. 2-0, and Holt, a slow roller, first base side. Chu collects, underhands to McInvan, and it goes wide. Murray around third. Here he comes to the plate. He'll slide in front of the tag, and thanks to a single and an error, the Shuckers get two runs in the first. So Holt with a little dribbler up the first baseline. A good job by Chu to field it, but he did a poor job of feeding McInvan, who had to stretch behind him. And as a result, that throwing error lets Murray race in and score. Holt advances to second.
And That was not a good toss from Chu at first. You try to lead the pitcher to the bag, and well, as you said, the right-handed pitcher in McAvely threw behind him, and he tried to stretch his glove back towards home plate and reach for him, and he couldn't get it.
So now it's Nick Kale in from the right side. Holt with a big lead off of second, and the first pitch is a fastball low and in. It is 1-0. 2-0 in favor of Biloxi now here in the top of the second inning over the Blue Wahoos. And again, the stolen bases really aiding the Shuckers there that put Murray in scoring position to come in and score on that errant throw. McInvale the 1-0. Way outside all the way to the backstop. It takes a hard ricochet, but Holt will slide in well in front of the throw from Osborne. So again, that is a wild pitch. Why, by the way, they have ruled that Holt reached on just a straight fielding error. But he does collect the RBI, his 17th of the year, for one of the runs that scored. So now the infield plays in again with a man on third and just one out here in the second. Kick and the next offer is low and away. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. I check out 3 balls and no strikes to Nick Kale. Kale, a 213 hitter in 19 games this year. 3 doubles, 2 home runs, and 12 runs driven in. He was the hero in our game on Sunday. Kick out the 3-0. And Kale tomahawks this one foul down the third baseline. So the count, 3 balls and a strike to Kale. Now 38 pitches in this outing for McInvale. Just 19 of them have been strikes. Shuckers have really gotten to him here so far and looking for more. Right-hander sets at the chin and the 3-1. Way outside with a curveball. It's ball four. So the third walk of the evening for McInvale. And now men on the edges. With only one gone, and the lineup turns back over to Corey Ray, and that's going to be the first visit to the mound tonight by Dave Island. As he heads that way, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
2-0 Shuckers here in the top of the second inning. Shuckers, 2 walks, a single, and an error, along with 2 stolen bases, leading to their runs here. They are not done. As it looked like the bullpen was going to spring to life for Pensacola, but now they just have a pitcher who is up and warming. So a golden opportunity for the Shuckers to try and tag on more as Ray digs in from the left side. Kick and the first offer. And Corey takes a letter-high fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Ray drew a walk and stole second his first time up to lead off the ballgame in the first. Kale off first, Holt off of third. And the 0-1 is down in the dirt. Nice block by Osborne. Kale thought about second but holds up. They count 1 ball and 1 strike. Remember, Ray was given first base on an automatic ball four. Said we hadn't seen an automatic strike three in a while. Really, I think Garrett Mitchell might have been the last guy who took an auto strike three. The 1-1. Way inside, and it bounces away. And that's going to allow Kale to advance to second. No chance to come home for Holt. The wild pitch that bounces out of the dirt circle and away from Osborne lets Kale advance to second. So now that also eliminates the possibility of a conventional double play. And sets a spot for Ray to maybe drive in a pair. Had an RBI double to center last night. And Thomas Jones is playing relatively shallow out in center field. Just about 2 steps to the left of straightaway center. McInvale, the righty, his 2-1. And Ray, swinging for the fences, goes right over a curveball. And the count is 2-2. I think Corey thought he was going to get a fastball there. He was dialed up for it. The count now two balls and two strikes to Ray. Runners on second and third. Shuckers leading 2-0 with one gone here in the second. And the 2-2. And Ray gets a fastball and skips it into right field. That'll score a run. Kale moves to third, but Ray extends his hitting streak to 9 games with an RBI single. The Shuckers have put up a crooked number. It's 3-0 here in the second inning. Just a lot of space over on the first base side, and Ray bounces it out into right field. Keeps the line rolling along as Jackson Churio will be the batter. Well, we said in the pregame, for our picks to click, that Churio wasn't likely to face the same pitcher twice. He gets a second crack at McInvan. And the righty deals. And that's taken down low with a fastball, 1-0. And again, worth mentioning that for McInvale, there is no one warming in the bullpen right now for the Blue Wahoos. This is his half inning. Now up to 45 pitches on the night. 1-0 curveball, and Churio, little out in front of it, swings and misses, and the count is 1-1. Churio just got underneath a pitch back in the first inning as he flied out to left. Set in the next offer and an elevated breaking ball, and Churio takes another swipe and a miss at it. And the count is 1-2. Kale at third, Ray at first. Shuckers leading 3-0 here in the top of the second inning with just one goal. The set and the 1-2. And Churio just nubs a curveball foul. Just got the very end of the bat to it. And I think that McInvan might just keep feeding him off-speed pitches. Well, right now, McInvale is on pace to throw a season high in pitches. He has crossed the 40-pitch threshold on 6 occasions this year. He's already there. Ray goes on the 1-2 pitch, and Churio pops it in the air, back of home. Mask off for Osborne as he tracks it, and it drops in between him and Chu. As Osborne overran it, and Chu just didn't make an effort. And boy, things are just not going well for the Blue Wahoos defensively tonight. Wild pitches, stolen bases, and a golden missed opportunity to get a desperate second out. And now a right-hander will get warming out of the bullpen. The right-hander McInvale readies. And now Ray is picked off of first as he starts heading towards second. He'll try and make his way back. Now coming home is Kale. The throw is late. And so Kale comes in to score as Ray is picked off. And it's 4-0 Biloxi. So Ray, even though he was picked off, did his job and stayed in the rundown long enough as Kale slides in and scores. Remember, it will not be a steal of home for Kale, because Ray was picked off. But it is the second out. And so now with two gone and the bags empty, here's the 1-2 pitch. And Churio hammers it left field. Chasing back is Jones. And he reaches up as he gets to the warning track in deep left center field and makes the catch. Deepest part of the park for Churio, and he just can't leave it. But what an inning for the Shuckers. They strike for 4 runs on just 2 hits. No men left on base, and there was an error in the inning. We move on to the bottom of the second. It's Biloxi 4 and Pensacola nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. for just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family fun packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now with a 4-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Right hitter TJ Shook is out. He'll get 5-6-7. Hollins, Osborne, and Chu. 3 right-handed hitters due up. As the kick in the first offer, and Hollins, a hard ground ball, deep in the hole, Murray plants his foot after he gets it and makes a strong throw to first to retire Hollins. Great range and great arm strength from Ethan Murray, and it's a one pitch out of Bubba Hollins to start off the second. Well, Murray did not have to leave his feet and dive for that. He was able to pick it backhanded as he was moving towards the third base side out in shallow left, and then made a really strong throw that Clark didn't even have to pick. He caught it in flight. So with one gone, it's Osborne from the right side. The first pitch fastball at 91 miles an hour is right in there for a strike. It is 0-1. A little bit of housekeeping as well from that wild top of the second inning. As the 0-1 is way outside with a cutter, it is 1-1. I know they have gone back and changed it. They had initially given a stolen base to Nick Kale on the steal of home. But that is not the correct call. 1-1. And that is low and away, 2-1. As we said, and as we had happen earlier this year, because the Shuckers have kind of specialized in that, having runners on the corners, the man at first steals second to let the man at third come home and score. As the 2-1 is off the plate. Just a little too late with the delivery there, and Shook now behind 3-1 to Osborne. But whenever you do that, if the runner at first is thrown out, you cannot award a steal of home. The 3-1 is hit right back up the middle. Holt to his right, and it skips out into center. Well-struck ball by J.D. Osborne. And Shook and Holt both had a chance at it, but it was so solidly struck they couldn't make a play. That's the second hit of the ballgame for the Wahoos, and it brings up Marcus Chu. But the way we've had it explained to us this year, and it makes sense, is that just because if one runner is caught stealing, you can't award a steal on the other side just because that runner was not the one that was caught stealing. First offer to Chu, when he fists it foul over on the first base side for a strike. It's 0-1 to the first baseman. Shuckers with a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Biloxi looking for their 6th consecutive win if they can get it tonight. Shook the 0-1. And a breaking ball is lined into left center field. Churio out of stride gets over to left center field and runs it down for the out. A quick and efficient route for the center fielder Churio as he chases it down in the left center field gap. There are 2 gone here in the second.
Well, he had to be Chu. Chu absolutely stroked that one well in the deep left center. Just a hanging breaking ball, a curveball in the inner half at the belt, and should kind of happy got away with one there.
So now it's the left-handed hitting Bradshaw, and a curveball spins low for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Bradshaw, his 25th game that he's appeared in at Double-A, hitting .280 with 5 doubles and 6 RBIs. Wide open stance from the left side and the 1-0.
Mighty Shook misses outside with a fastball. It's 2-0. Bradshaw deep in the batter's box. His left foot is all the way on the chalk, and it's kind of right on the line that marks the catcher's box. Outside target sent by Kale, and Shook's 2-0. Misses that spot a little away. It's 3-0.
He's almost out of the batter's box. You want to talk about digging your back left foot in, and well, here it's different. We got chalk at home at MGM Park. It's a spray line here.
Bradshaw with the bat, touches it to his shoulder and lifts it up as he waggles and waits in the 3-0. Nowhere close. Fastball high, and Bradshaw works a four-pitch walk. So the first free pass of the night for Shook. Osborne advances down to second, and it brings up the center fielder, Thomas Jones. Talk about the fact that coming into tonight, the Shuckers have won 5 consecutive games. That is their longest winning streak since they won 7 in a row to begin the season. The Shuckers have strung together 4 consecutive wins on a couple of occasions, but never made it to 5. As Shook lifts the right leg and watches the runner Osborne back to second. Osborne has not attempted a steal this year. Look that way, and the first offer. And Jones lifts it into right field. Whitley, an easy jog over to his left, and well in front of the warning track, makes the grab. And T.J. Shook, a couple of base runners on a hit and a walk, with nothing more as he strands them both. That sends us on to the third. The Shuckers still with a 4-0 lead over Pensacola. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 4-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 3-4-5 to up for Biloxi. And to take you through the third and fourth, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. And for the second straight day to lead off the third inning, it's another Garrett. And Garrett Whitley, who faces the right-hander Andrew McInville, rolls out for his third inning. The right-hander against the right-handed batter throws a first-pitch curveball that slithers in at the knees. First strike, one. Whitley struck out swinging in the first. Has a hit, though, in his last 4 games, looking to make it 5 today. McInville, 0-1. Another breaking ball this time. Misses down and in. It's a changeup that time. And the count evens 1-1. McInville, through 2 innings, has thrown 50 pitches total, 27 strikes, now up to 52. After those first 2 pitches to Garrett Whitley, right fielder today is the 1-1. And a fastball, Whitley pops it high in the air, first base side. Chu, the first baseman, towards the dugout, but it's over. As it hops in the camera well, and into the seats. And strike two. Okay, we've talked about it on the air before, but Blue Wahoo Stadium, any bowl that goes in towards the stand is a lot different. They've got netting going all the way down. There's only a few cutouts in for the dugouts where the players go in and out. That's it. So you can't lean over the railing like you can at MGM Park. As Whitley fights off a breakable off to the right side of the infield, Fletcher Vance charges and flings the first and puts away Whitley for the first down on the third. It's the type of netting you see in a lot of major league ballparks, maybe not around the dugouts, but at least down the lines where, well, the netting extends all the way, almost to the foul poles. But one out, base is empty, top of the third inning. Shucker scored four runs last inning. Still with a four-run cushion here. And the first baseman, Wes Clark, strides in from the right side against the righter, McInvale. And a curveball misses down and away. For ball one. Now we talked about how McInvale, who pitched at Liberty University, well, he's a starter there, started 17 games his final year before being selected by the Toronto Blue Jays and then acquired via the Marlins as Clark pops it up right side of the infield. Chu, the first baseman, wanders in onto the infield. Turf backs up a step, makes the grab. 52 gone in the third inning. Long story short, though, Clark, another Virginia native whose sister Maddie played softball at Liberty. And Clark went to Liberty Christian Academy in Virginia. But two outs, nobody on the top of the third inning. Xavier Warren, the third baseman. A switch hitter stands in the left side. Shucker is with a 4-0 lead. First pitch, breaking ball at the belt, called strike. To Warren. Well, right now, through 2 2/3 innings for McInvale, it's his second longest outing of the season. Through four innings against Montgomery in a doubleheader on August 25th. As a changeup, called strike on the outside corner, it's quickly 0-2 to the Shuckers' third baseman. Now, that was the game that McInvale started, so maybe see him trying to go four innings to Dang, and he was a starter in his past. Not an affiliated ball, but as the 0-2, Warren swings and misses, a fastball blown right past him for strike three. So McInvale, after he sees seven men last inning, faces just the minimum three here. Picks up his fourth strikeout and his second scoreless frame as well. After 2.5 in Pensacola, Shuckers on top of the Blue Wahoos for nothing on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the third inning, the right-hander T.J. Shook faces the top of the Blue Wahoos order. As the first pitch curveball misses outside for ball one. Leadoff then, Nassim Nunez, one of the top 30 prospects still here in Double A. As the 1-1-1-0 fastball, a fastball, called strike of the letters on the outer half, but now the count evens. at 1-1. Nunez enters today as the 25th ranked prospect in the Marlins system. 1-1 is down and inside with a changeup, 2-1. As a switch hitting Nunez from the left side, scoots out of the way back towards the first base dugout. 5'9", 158-pound infielder, taken to the second round of the 2019 draft as Nunez waves over a fastball on 91 on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Really known more for his fielding and his running ability. 70 grade in field and run, according to MLB Pipeline. 2-2. And Nunez punches it down the right field line. It falls fast. A hop in front of Willie, who fields it off the turf and throws it back in quickly to Gabe Holt. And Nassim Nunez now off to a 2-for-2 start. He's got a pair of singles in his first two trips against TJ Shook. So Nunez at first, and again, plenty of speed, and that's what TJ Shook's going to have to try to control. As a fastball down and away for ball one to Kobe Fletcher Vance. In the bottom of the third inning, Shucker is 4, Blue Wahoo is nothing. Man at first and Nassim Nunez. And the super utility infielder Fletcher Vance struck out swinging his first time against TJ. Fires home. Is popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Racing, it is Warren and makes the catch over his left shoulder. Right on the edge of the grass, cut out in the infield dirt. About 45 feet down the third base line. A pinch on the hands. And a crucial first down. So Fletcher Vance fouls out, and now it's the ever-dangerous DH Norel Gonzalez. Nine home runs, 44 driven in 51 games this season. But Nunez at first, Shook spins and fires over. Clark applies a tag, but Nunez back in plenty of time. But now with one out, Nunez still at first. Shocker's 4-0 lead. Gonzalez 1-for-4 last night, singled and scored. As he takes an inside fastball at the belt for called strike. Single to lead off the fourth inning, which then came around to score against the Shucker who started yesterday, Carlos Luna. It was an E4 that scored him as the 0-1 in on the hands. Grounded sharply to Holt, flips the second for one. Back over to first, they can't turn the double play. Holt had a dive, a step to his right, and then flip it to second. Not an easy turn. But again, they do get the lead runner. It takes the speed off the base pass of Nunez. It was a weak line drive that hopped to the right of Holt. Still to make the play, but two outs and man at first in the bottom of the third inning. Griffin Conine, the right fielder, from the left side. Swings over a curveball for strike one. Conine flied out to left field his first time against Shook, but coming into today, they had met five previous times. Conine was 4-for-5 against Shook, including a home run. The 0-1 inside with the breaking ball almost hits him. As Conine kind of scrunched his hands in towards his chest area and try to avoid being hit. Left side of the infield with a shift on Griffin as 1-1. And a fastball runs in at 91, 2-1. Shortstop Ethan Murray playing just to the left, the second base back. Xavier Warren, the third baseman, is playing right in the left hole on the left side of the infield. Right-hander from the letters, 2-1, a breaking ball. Served out the opposite way. Long run for Ray towards the line. Makes the catch, hugging the white line. In medium depth left field. That brings the third inning to an end. No runs on a hit. And a man left at first base in Gonzalez. Three innings in the books tonight in Pensacola. 4-0 Shuckers lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. but this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning in Pensacola, Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoos nothing. Andrew McInville goes three innings tonight. He'll turn the keys of the castle over to Zach LeBan, the new right-hander of the ballgame.
A 20th appearance of the year for LeBan, 1-3 with a 6.14 ERA. That is 20 earned runs in 29 and a third innings of work.
First pitch to Felix Valerio is a fastball to letters for a called strike.
23 hits allowed, 5 of them have been home runs, 15 walks, 38 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting just .213 against the right-hander.
Right-hander set for the belt, the 0-1, and a fastball, he blows past Valerio, 94. It's strike two. Valerio Murray Holt, 6-7-8, 2 up in the order. As LeBan deals the 0-2. And a fastball, Valerio dribbles at the third base side, but it kicks left foul. Field adjusts in front of the third base bag by Bubba Hollins, and so Valerio has to track back down. But back in Vail tonight. That was 2 run runs, 4 runs total on 2 hits and 3 innings. Walks 3 and strikes out 4. 34 strikes, 59 total pitches in his outing. Probably looking for LeBan to go 2 innings here if he can get him there. But McInville has him off and running tonight. The 0-2, and Valera fouls it off his right shoulder on the backside. A fastball down in the zone. And so Valerio stays alive. Well, LeBan stands on the mound, 6'2", 235 pounds, 26-year-old out of Bellevue, Washington. The 0-2, and Valerio rifles it back to the screen. Another fastball, 95 that time. He went reaching for and just pokes it back. Selected in the 12th round of the 2018 draft by the Miami Marlins, but someone who has dealt with plenty of injuries in his time since he was drafted. As the 0-2, and a fastball, Valerio down the third base side. Just foul, though. Hollins had already retrieved it on the backhand attempt behind the third base bag. I mean, that ball was right on the white line, but just to the left of it, even though it hopped over the third base bag. And so Valerio, another foul ball. But LeBan was on the injured list from April 12th until June 14th. Of course, we saw the Blue Wahoos here the first week of June. And Valero lines it right at Nunez. He had a slide one step to his left to make the catch. And a valiant effort from Felix Valerio. Kept fouling off pitch after pitch thrown by LeBan. And ends up being sat down. 7 total pitches. Here is Ethan Murray, the right-hand hitting shortstop with one gone. And he takes a fastball high and away for a ball. Nobody on, one out, top of the fourth inning. Shuckers on top, 4-0. As LeBand for the belt, 1-0. Drops it a changeup for a called strike. Could see kind of the momentum moving forward from Murray a little bit earlier, timing up the fastball because LeBand threw just one changeup in that last at-bat to Valerio. 1-1, and a fastball outside. The catcher, Osborne, had a reach across his body for make a backhanded stab on it's 2-1. Infield back all the way around, 2-1, and low with the changeup. And also features a slider as well. We haven't seen that yet, really. He's behind. Now he steps off the rubber.
That should not have reset the pitch clock.
Yeah, that should have been ball four then. 3-1. And Murray swings and misses at a slider. Yeah, so now take some time. But usually the rule is when a pitcher steps off with nobody on, that's an automatic ball.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that it doesn't reset the pitch clock.
Yeah. 3-2. And a fastball in the dirt, ball four. So either way, Murray gets the walk. And so Murray is on base for the second time today. Single that scored in the second inning, and now a walk here in the fourth. So he's at first with one out of the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers scored all four runs in that second inning. They sent nine men to the plate. And Gabe Holt was a key factor in that. As a left-handed swinger takes a changeup outside and down to the zone for a ball.
But that was a big part of pitch clock enforcement, and that's why they've obviously put limitations on how many times you can disengage and also why you can't with no one on base.
1-0, and Holt shoots it foul the opposite way. It slices in the seats for a strike, 1-1.
Because if you can just step off and reset the pitch clock, then the pitch clock becomes pointless. There's no true enforcement. So again, if you're a pitcher, you can step off with nobody on base, but it doesn't reset the pitch clock, so essentially it turns into an auto ball.
1-1, and it sneaks underneath the glove of Osborne on the backstop as the fastball missed down and in. And so that allows Murray to advance 90 feet. That places him in scoring position with two balls and a strike on hold. I'm sure there'll be plenty of those questions next year when the pitch clock comes to Major League Baseball and all the rules based you see here in the Southern League are going right up to the Major League level. 2-1 to Holt, and he takes down and away a changeup, 3-1.
Well, that's the really nice thing as well, is that really, you take a look at some of these rules, they've been enforced in different places, but we've got all of them that are going to be at the big league level. Bigger bases, no shifting, and the pitch clock.
3-1 from LeBan, and Holt swings and misses, and an inside fastball, 92, and the count's full.
You take a look at AAA, they don't have a ban on shifting. They just have the bigger bases as well as the pitch clock. Now, the one thing they have is the ABS challenge.
Payoff home from LeBan. And Holt lunges for and can make contact with a changeup as he goes down on strikes. And LeBan picks up a crucial second out. His first strikeout.
You know, how nice is that, though, for folks who have watched Southern League baseball all season, that next year, what they're going to see at the Major League level, they're going to know exactly what's going on. There's not going to be any question or discrepancy about it.
Well, exactly. And the players are used to it. If you're in AA, you likes of Michael Harris and Garrett Mitchell, guys who are in this league this year. As a fastball misses below the knees, the catcher, Nick Kale, the 9-0 there in the lineup. So runner at second, 4-0 Shuckers. Two gone. LeBand peaks to second, 1-0. Is down and inside with it. Fastball, 2-0. Now Cale spent some time up at AAA. Well, the auto balls and strikes that you mentioned before, the ABS for short. 2-0. And Cale out in front of a changeup. That time looked like it might have been the slider, actually, from the band. Either way, it's a strike. Well, that was interesting, and I know a lot of fans got to see a lot of the rule changes up close and personal when they televised a few AAA games. As a 2-1 misses up and away with a fastball, 3-1. I know Alabama Network carried about two or three games. One of them was down in Charlotte, the Knights, a AAA affiliate for the White Sox. The other one, I believe, was up in Syracuse. Syracuse Mets, 3-1. And Kale waves over a breaking ball. Counts full. A couple sliders thrown here from the band. The right-handed hand catcher really switching things up. Did not throw a slider the first three batters. Payoff home. And a changeup in on the hands. And it dribbles foul third base side. Started to tail in towards Kale. Just got the barrel around quick enough. Again, not too far away from being a fair ball. About a foot from the third base bag when Holland has retrieved it. Long look in for the band to the catcher Osborne. Finally has the sign he wants, the 3-2. And Kale once again fights it foul towards the on-deck circle.
How do you like these battles from the Shuckers hitters? Four guys up in this inning. The only one who hasn't worked a full count was Felix Valerio, and he still had a seven-pitch at bat.
Well, this is something the Shuckers did on Sunday, too, and mentioned before, the Embrays had a bullpen day. Again, the 3-2. And Kale sends it high in the air, deep left field. And this one's gone for a home run. Bradshaw just jogged back a few steps, but knew it off the bat. That was a missile, courtesy of Nick Kale, his third home run this season. And Biloxi opens up a 6-0 lead in the fourth.
Well, you said it. He kept feeding him sliders and changeups, and Kale just did a good job fighting them off. And that time, he threw him a fastball, and Nick was sitting right on it. We know Nick's got plenty of power. He displayed it right there. Big shot for the Shuckers.
So base is empty now with two outs, and first pitch to Corey Ray as he's all out in front. Got a whack on a changeup for strike one. Biloxi has 6-0 lead now on to Pensacola. And the top of the fourth inning. They scored seven yesterday to look to push past that boundary here. As the 0-1, a changeup drops in for a strike. At the bottom of the zone, or the left-handed hitting outfielder Ray, it's 0-2. Corey today, a walk and a single on his first two trips. As the 0-2, high and in, and Ray just leans out of the way of a high and in fastball. But the band, 30 pitches now throwing this frame, the 1-2. And Ray pulls it down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Right on the white line. Ray rounds first as he will chug into second base with a double. And Corey keeps the line moving for Biloxi. That is his seventh double at AA this year.
Well, you weren't lying. That was right on the white line. It was going to be a question of fair or foul. And very definitively inside of fair territory. Not by much, but just enough. And how about three times up, three times on base for Corey Ray?
As you said, a nine-game hitting streak. Or he passed over as Dave Island, the pitching coach for Pensacola, walks out. Brings up the Brewers' number one prospect, center fielder Jackson Chirillo. How about Dave Violence, your double-A, being the pitching coach, somebody who has plenty of experience at the basic level, was the Kansas City Royals pitching coach during those playoff runs. A longtime New York Yankees minor league pitching coach as well. And the first pitch slider down and away for a ball to Chorio for ball one. Also had a stint with the Yankees as their pitching coach, the Mets as well. Runner at second, two outs, and a 1-0. It is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Chorio tonight, 0-for-2, a pair of flyouts to left in center field. Almost left the yard his last time up. 1-1. And he takes on the outside corner. A good-looking breaking ball that time. It was picture-perfect in strike two. Tanner Barrel on the back right shoulder of Chorio. Brings it up. The 1-2 from the band. And Chorio swings and misses as he caught a piece of an elevated changeup. But LeBan strikes out two in the inning. The Shuckers strike for two themselves. And thanks to the Nick Kale, two-run home run. 3.5 have come and gone. 6-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Well, TJ Shook, the right-hander, two extra runs to play with now. After Nick Kale, two-run home run makes it 6-0 Biloxi. He'll face 5, 6, and 7 due up in the Blue Wahoos order. Third baseman Bubba Hollins, the first man to meet him in this frame. And the first pitch is swung and missed. A fastball high and in at 90 miles an hour. Game two of this six-game series from Admiral Fetterman Field and Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida. The 0-1 is at the letters for a called strike with the cutter. It's 0-2. All sudden, fully setting. That's, you know, it's not even 8 o'clock yet, and you're pretty much past summer. Second week of September now. Officially wrapped up. Shook standing tall on the rubber, the 0-2. And a breaking ball, Hollins loops in the air, shallow right field. Whitley chases it down in shallow right, makes the catch on the run. And as he flips it right to Gabe Holt afterwards, one out of the inning. It's the catcher, J.D. Osborne. Walks around to the right-hander's batter's box with nobody on, one gone. Shuckers 6, Pensacola nothing. Well, feels like summer every day, though, here in Pensacola, especially at Blue Water Stadium. You got the palm trees out beyond the wall in center and left field. As the first pitch curveball runs away for a ball to Osborne, it's, you know, kind of like Biloxi, the beach vibe town. restaurants just like alongside Beach Boulevard. And 1-0 is down and away with a cutter, 2-0. Osborne today, one of the three hits for Pensacola. They tallied a base in each of the first three innings as Osborne smacks it deep to left center field. Ray just watches it go out towards the palm trees in Pensacola Bay. He has him on the board, a solo home run. It's 6-1. Number five on the year for J.D. So still one out. Pace is empty after the home run from Osborne. Marcus Chu, the first baseman, from the right side against the right-hander T.J. Shun. It's a breaking ball low for a ball to change up that time. Chu, the first baseman, riding a five-game hitting streak. And just one hit yesterday as Chu takes a fastball in the outside corner for called strike 1-1. Lined out to Jackson Chirillo in center field his first time up. As 1-1. Is inside and Chu bends the back out of the way. Oh, it's impressive too about his four-game hitting streak going to yesterday. Chu on an extra base in each of the previous four games. 2-1, a broken bat roller right to third. Warren slides to his left and throws across the diamond and puts away Chu for the second out here in the fourth inning. So two outs, it's up to Davis Branch on the left fielder to prolong this fourth inning. Open stance on the left side for Bradshaw, who takes a fastball low and in for ball one. Well, Bradshaw came off the bench yesterday for Paul McIntosh. McIntosh not in the starting nine today as a 1-0. And Bradshaw pops it foul. Third base side out of play over the seats and everything. First strike one. Now Bradshaw walks in one of his two plate appearances. A walk today, so at least back-to-back games against Shucker's pitching. He has one as a 1-1. He's taken for a strike. Fastball clips the inside corner as Bradshaw threw his hands up in the air to try to show home plate umpire Bobby DeSoni how inside it was, but it goes against him. And the 1-2, he muscles it foul, third base side, when lunging at a changeup. Just threw the barrel of the ball to make contact. But two outs, the 1-2. Is low, tried the changeup again. And Bradshaw won't go after it this time. It was a good place to put it, though. It started right around the knees and finished below it out of the zone. Good pitch from TJ. Let's see what he goes to here. The 2-2. And a fastball. Slow roller up the middle behind the mound. Throw and exchange from Murray's in time. And they get Bradshaw at first. That was a close play at first. TJ Shook, happy he gets out. No, the fourth inning. A home run, though, from J.D. Osborne puts Pensacola on the board. He still trails 6-1 after four years go that way. 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240
AM. I'm John, a volunteer at United
FM.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
And welcome back to Blue Wahoos team for the top of the fifth inning. Blue Wahoos get on the board thanks to the J.D. Osborne home run. Shuckers still with a 6-1 lead in control. Zach LeBan back out. And with that, we send it back over to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Garrett Whitley, Wes Clark, Xavier Warren, the 3-2 up here as LeBan, as Thomas said, out for his second inning of work. Shuckers really made him work. Back in that fourth inning, he threw 35 pitches. Now here's the first offer to Whitley, and a slider is at the knees for a gold strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers, 6 runs on just 4 hits and no errors. 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Wahoos. Kick and the 0-1, and a fastball is a little low. It is 1-1. Well, not much argument after the out call was made at first base that Ethan Murray got Davis Bradshaw to end the bottom of the fourth inning. As the 1-1, Whitley bounces it foul. The count is now 1-2. Though from our vantage point up here, it certainly looked like Bradshaw legged out the infield single. But again, Kevin Randall, the manager and the third base coach tonight, did not go over and object. 1-2 is on the top of the zone, outer edge, called third strike. Whitley is down looking. Second time Garrett has struck out tonight. One gone, and Wes Clark will be the batter. Let's go ahead and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for the Brewers-affiliated system tonight. There's only one other game that's going on, and that is the Nashville Sounds at home. In this exact matchup, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate for the Miami Marlins. Clark in from the right side, and the right-hander LeBan, the first pitch, is bounced up behind LeBan. He reached for it but didn't get it. Good news for him, Fletcher Vance backing up behind second. And he'll make the throw for the out. So two very quickly gone, and it'll be Xavier Warren. A couple of storylines out of this one. The first is Victor Castaneda, who was obviously promoted on Monday from Biloxi up to AAA. Well, he makes his AAA debut for this season. Remember, Victor finished out the year with Nashville and pitched in 3 games last season for the Sounds. But tonight, he is on the bump as the starter. First offer to Warren is swung back to the netting, foul for his strike. It is 0-1 with the Shuckers leading 6-1. And 2 gone and the bags empty here in the top of the 5th. Well, so far, Castaneda, 45 pitches, 28 strikes. 3 innings of work, 2 runs on 2 hits, 2 walks. He has not recorded a strikeout. Those both came in the first inning. 0-1 to Warren. And Xavier flies it into center field, sinking fast, and Jones won't get to it as it drops into center. So Warren is on for the second time tonight with a single into center. And it brings up Felix Valerio. Well, this is a tough one. Williams Astudillo with a double that drove in Peyton Burdick and Jesus Sanchez. Two of those guys, actually all three of those guys are big leaguers.
Yeah.
Welcome to AAA, again, Victor Castaneda. Settled in nicely after that, though. As the first offer to Valerio is a fastball outer edge for a strike, it is 0-1. Sound's offense has provided plenty of offense, though. Bryce Terang with an RBI single that scored Estuary Ruiz in the bottom of the first. As the 0-1, Valerio waves through a big breaking ball. It's 0-2. And then Sal Frelick, in the bottom of the second inning, his first home run at AAA. I could have sworn that Sal had hit one.
I thought so, too.
But he had not. It's his first home run, and it was a three-run blast. Gave the Sounds a 4-2 lead. As the 0-2 is popped up, first base side, but that'll find the seats foul. And the count will stay at 0-2. But by the way, that home run by Sal extended his on-base streak to 31 games. Coming into today, it was top 10 in all of minor league baseball for on-base, and the longest active streak is a 38-game on-base streak. There goes the runner as the pitch is outside. No, it's a called third strike. And so Valerio goes down looking, and no stolen base chance for Warren as LeBan strikes out a pair in a scoreless top of the fifth. We head on to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Shuckers have a 6-1 lead over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Last of the fifth inning, 6-1 Shuckers over the Blue Wahoos, 9-1-2. Jones, Nunez, and Fletcher Vance, the 3-2 up, as the right hitter TJ Shook comes out for his fifth inning of work. 60 pitches to get through the first four. 36 of them have been strikes. Just one run allowed so far by TJ. It was a solo home run an inning ago by JD Osborne. Set on the first offer to the right-handed hitting Jones. And a curveball is low and outside. It is 1-0. Jones so far tonight, 0-for-1. He flied to right for the final out back in the second inning. Shuckers struck for four runs on just two hits in the second. As the 1-0. And a curveball is shot out towards the left field gap. That'll slice back towards Churio in left center and fall in for a base hit. Although Churio and Ray were playing very deep for Jones, who has hit eight home runs this year. And as a result, that ball had a little bit of slice from the left field gap back towards right, or back towards center, and it dunks in for a single. Leadoff man is on, and it brings up Nassim Nunez, who's 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. Jones with pretty good speed at first. Two-step lead off the bag, and Shook's first offer is a letter-high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. The series continues tomorrow night. Shuckers will send the left-hander Brandon Kennard to the mound, 3-6 with a 3.90 ERA. The 0-1 is fouled back. Threw him a curveball that was right on the outer part of the plate, and Nunez just spoils it. The count is 0-2. Meanwhile, Pensacola is going to counter with the lefty. Patrick Monteverde, 1-0 with a 6-1-2. Shuckers are going to get three lefties over the next four games to finish out the year as starters. The set in the 0-2. And Nunez weakly taps it into the dugout foul. The count will stay at 0-2. It'll be the left-hander Dax Fulton coming up on Friday night. Lighty Cody Mincy starts on Saturday, and Luis Palacios, lefty, will start in the finale on Sunday. Shook Reddy's in the 0-2. And the fastball is high, and the count is 1-2. And obviously, for these Blue Wahoos, they have at least two more games after the six-game series ends. But for Biloxi, and now we get to the point where, for tonight, for T.J. Shook, this is his last start of the year. The hold and the 1-2. And a weak number up the middle that kicks off the bag and into center field. Jones is going to turn second and head for third. And the throw kicks off of Jones. That's going to allow him to score. And a throwing error by Trujillo bounces, unfortunately, off of the runner. And Nunez winds up at second as the Wahoos are within four at 6-2. So a couple of bad hops in one play. The first one going right off of the second base bag, so that'll be a single for Nunez. His third hit of the night. But then the error by Churio that goes off of the runner allows Nunez to move to second and allows Jones to score. So man at second, still nobody gone, and Kobe Fletcher Vance from the right side. The kick on the first offer, and a curveball is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. If you're shook now, how do you bounce back from really some bad luck? Now, even if that ball doesn't kick off at second, don't know if Biloxi was going to get an out on that play. As the 0-1, and Fletcher Vance takes a big swing and a miss, it's 0-2. But at the very least, you're sitting with men on first and second and nobody going, instead of a run home and a runner in scoring position. Shuckers still with a four-run cushion, though. As Shook stares in, righty-righty matchup and the 0-2. And Fletcher Vance hacks this one foul over on the first base side. Fletcher Vance tonight over 2 with a strikeout in the first and a foul out back in the third inning. Shortstop Murray is very deep in the hole. The third baseman, Warren, is only about three paces off of third and back of the bag. The 0-2 is hit right to Warren, who scoops it up, looks the runner back, lobs high but right at the cap level for Clark as the rainbow comes down. Fletcher Vance is retired. There is the first down in the inning. And Norel Gonzalez the batter.
Oh, good play by Warren. That was a hard hit ground ball. Went down on E just to make sure, in case that it did, if he came up on him, it was going to hit him in the chest.
So one gone, and Norel Gonzalez, the left-handed hitter, stands in. And unfortunately, that might have been a chance for a double play right there for Biloxi. As the first offer curveball is bounded foul. Out in front of it for the left-handed hitter, it is 0-1. 6-2 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Run scoring on a single by Jones and then a single and an E8. So the first error at this level for Jackson Churio. The kick and the 0-1 is low and inside with a changeup, and the count is 1-1 to Gonzalez. Well, Shook is at 73 pitches, 46 strikes. Still has not thrown a ton in this frame, so the Shuckers bullpen is very quiet. The right-hander sets and the 1-1. And Gonzalez, a bouncer out to second. Easy scoop for Holt and a short throw to first. There's two going. The runner Nunez advances to third on the ground out. And now it's Griffin Cota. We're checking in on the Nashville Sound, said that Sal Frelick had hit a three-run homer that gave Nashville a 4-2 lead. In the bottom of the third inning, Pedro Severino with a sack fly that scored Joey Weimer. And then Weston Wilson, who is a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp killer back in 2019 at this level, a hidden RBI double in the third as well. Conine way over and out in front of a curveball for a strike at his own. Now, Weston Wilson back in 2019 had a multi-home run game as part of a 4-for-5 effort against the Jumbo Shrimp at MGM Park. As the set and the 0-1. And Conine caught hacking at a high fastball. It's 0-2. And I believe that it was something like in a 10-game stretch against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wilson hit 9 home runs off of him. The set and the 0-2. And Conine strikes out swinging. Shook just said, here's a letter high fastball at 91. And Conine could not catch up. So one run scores on 2 hits and an error. But that's all the damage over 5 innings for T.J. Shook. We move on to the top of the 6th. The Shuckers with a 6-2 lead over Pensacola. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 6-2. New hurler on the bump for Pensacola here in the sixth as they continue through their bullpen game. The right-hander Robinson Martinez will come on. He gets the bottom third of the lineup. Ethan Murray, Gabe Holt, and Nick Kale here in the top of the sixth inning. So Zach LeBan, 2 innings worth of work. Gives up the couple of runs, and now Murray in from the right side as the right-hander Martinez sets at the belt and the first pitch, and Murray swings and misses a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, for Martinez this season, it's his 13th appearance, 2-1 record with Pensacola, 3.38 ERA, including a hold and a save.
0-1, and a big sweeping breaking ball is outside. It's 1-1.
He's been in those high leverage situations. 7 walks, 18 strikeouts in 16 innings. Opponents hitting 258 off of him.
Ryan Hader sets at the belt and the 1-1. Here's another slider. Looking away. The count goes to 2-1 to Murray. Murray has been on base both times today. Singled and scored a run in the second and walked and scored a run in the first. Or in the fourth, excuse me. The 2-1. And Murray drives this into deep left center field. Jones is chasing it. He's at the warning track. He leaps, and it's gone. And Ethan Murray, give him 3 straight multi-hit games, and he caps it here with his first home run at Double A. a drive into deep left field, and the Shuckers get the run back. It's 7-2 here in the sixth. And I'd say Ethan Murray is adjusting to life at Double-A just fine over the last week.
I'd say so.
What a blast for the shortstop. Sixth overall home run of the season. And his first here at Double-A. And now it's Gabe Holt from the left side. The first pitching, Gabe has to step back and stumble over home plate as a 96-mile-an-hour fastball is inside. It is 1-0. Ethan Murray on base all three times tonight, though. The third time around, he gets to just touch them all. Single, walk, and a home run. The kick and the 1-0. And Holt lifts a line drive out into left field, sinking fast, but off his left shoulder, Bradshaw makes the catch as he jogs in. One out in the inning, and it brings up Nick Cale. Again in the ballgame last night, Murray with a single and a double as part of a 2-for-4 night. He's 2-for-2 this evening. The Shuckers have hit a pair of home runs, the other one coming from Cale his last time up back in the fourth. Again, the first offer. And Cale takes a cutter at the letters for a strike. It is 0-1. So again, how do you like it for the Shuckers? They scored 7 runs in the game last night. They've scored 7 so far tonight. As the 0-1. And Cale caught out in front of a slider away. It's 0-2. They scored 5 back on Sunday, but then 9 on Saturday and 8 on Friday. This offense has just been churning. The 0-2. And Cale takes one down low. They count a ball and 2 strikes to Nick. Cale with a walk his first time up back in the second. Came in and scored on the RBI single by Corey Ray, who waits on deck. 7-2 Biloxi here on the top of the sixth with the bags empty and one gone. And the 1-2, and Cale checks his swing. They appeal down to first, and there is Nate Starr ringing up Nick Cale. Borderline check swing, but he is rung up. First strikeout for Martinez. 2 gone, and the lineup turns back over to Ray. Martinez, the first offer. That's way low and inside. It is 1-0 to Corey. Ray so far today, 2-for-2, with a walk and a stolen base in the first. An RBI single in the second. He was picked off, but that did let a run come in and score. And then a double back in the fourth. Takes a home run swing and miss on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-1. So the Shuckers are cruising right along here, and they are aiming for their 6th consecutive win. 1-1. And Ray swings and misses at a fastball, letter high towards the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2 now. Again, no action out in Biloxi's bullpen, so it looks like TJ Shook will come back out over the bottom of the sixth. The set end, though, 1-2. And Ray takes low and in a changeup. The count draws even at 2-2. And again, it's the last outing of the year for Shook, so why not give him a lot of run? 2-2 when Ray strikes out swinging on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Martinez, but a solo home run by Ethan Murray, his first of the year at Double-A, gives the Shuckers a 5-run lead once again. As we move on to the bottom of the 6th inning, it's Biloxi 7 and the Blue Wahoos 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast out.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Seven-2 Shuckers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander T.J. Shook out for the sixth. He gets Bubba Hollins to lead it off, and the first pitch is a curveball that drops in for a strike. It is 0-1. 7 runs on 6 hits and 1 error for Biloxi. 2 runs on 6 hits and 1 error for Pensacola. The set and the 0-1. And another curveball, and Hollins whiffs right through it. The count is 0-2. So Shook now at 79 pitches on the night, 52 strikes. As he shakes off Kale, shakes again, and the tall right-hander, the 0-2. And a curveball lined into center. Churio coming in, and he reaches for it at a stretch and hauls it in with a backhanded stab waist high for the out. There's the speed out of Churio. He didn't have to dive for it as he was able to chase it down in shallow center. One out for J.D. Osborne.
And you talked about that ball earlier where he took an efficient route and this time just breathing it perfectly off the bat, able to chase it down.
Well, what an outing so far tonight for T.J. Shook. Last time that he went at least 5 innings was over a month ago, back on August 10th against Rocket City. As he misses low and away with a curveball, which he has upped the usage on here. It's 1-0 to J.D. Osborne, right-handed hitter who's 2-for-2 tonight with a home run back in the fourth. It's the only earned run against Shook's ledger tonight. The next offer is a weak ground ball out to short. Murray collects, a casual exchange, and a low slot throw to first. Retires Osborne. So with 2 gone, it's Marcus Chu. Actually, they're going to rule that that run back in the fifth inning was earned. I guess that the thought process was that Jones would have been at third, and so the ground out by Fletcher Vance would have brought him home. So now it's Chu from the right side, and a curveball is swung through a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. And now with 2 outs recorded here in the sixth, this is officially the longest outing for Shook since all the way back on July 27th against Montgomery. That was his first start out of the All-Star break. 0-1 is high. The count is now 1-1. And that was a career high in innings pitched for TJ. Trying to finish the season strong. The set and the 1-1. And Chu takes a slider away. The count, 2 balls and a strike now to Chu. Have to wonder if Shook can be efficient enough here. He might get to start the seventh. The 2-1 is fouled off. Came right at him with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes even at 2-2 to Chu. 7-2 Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers looking to win the second game of this series and win their sixth in a row. Nine-hitter Shook rocks into his motion, the 2-2. He's swung on and missed. He climbs the ladder with a fastball. And T.J. Shook, a quality outing in his last one of the season. 6 innings, just 2 runs allowed. and he punctuates it with a strikeout. That sends us on to the seventh. The Shuckers have a 7-2 lead as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers 7-2 leaders over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jackson Churio will lead it off here in the seventh. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. And as you said before, Shuckers 7, Pensacola 2. As the Roach run happens heading into the seventh inning, there is just one child on the field. They just couldn't get off. Well, now he's lifted off, and Jackson Churio will now stride in the right-hander's batter's box. 2-3-4, two up in the inning. Martinez faced four batters last, allowed a leadoff home run to Ethan Murray. Let's see if history repeats itself as the fastball 97 misses away for ball one. Well, Churio tonight 0-for-3, pair of flyouts and a strikeout. Last time up in the fourth inning. Right-hander brings the black glove towards the belt, and a 1-1-1-0 breaking ball is hacked over and missed. The count evens 1-1. Martinez, 9 strikes, 15 total pitches in that sixth inning. 1-1 is down and away with a slider, 2-1. Well, so far it's started by Andrew McInvale. Went 3 innings today. LeBan went 2, and looks like Martinez will go 2 tonight. If he can, as Churio swings and misses at a 97-mile fastball. And the count evens 2-2. Field back all the way around. That's a 2-2. It is up and away as Martinez reached back for something extra that time. And the count's full. Shuckers, plenty of firepower today. Pair of home runs. Well, one last inning by Ethan Murray. And 2-2 is high. As the count's now full. I say, no, that's ball four to Jackson Churio.
That's what I thought.
I thought so, too. I just saw, as did the third base umpire, Dylan Bradley was starting to run into his position behind the mound, so a leadoff walk issue to Jackson Churio on base for the first time today.
He must just want to stand in and hit so bad.
I mean, if he wants to stand in and hit, let him hit. It's fun to watch him when ball flies off the bat. But he's at first with a walk. Good size leans over at first as well. Held on by the first baseman, Marcus Chu. First pitch to Garrett Whitley. Is a changeup on the inside corner for a called strike. Now Whitley tonight 0-for-3. His four-game hitting streak in danger here. Three strikeouts and a ground out tonight for Garrett. Martinez 0-1. And a fastball is sent foul on the right field side out of play. It's 0-2. Well, just so quick to turn around on 97 in on the hands, and that's what Whitley tried to do that time. Just pushed it foul right over the first base dugout. Martinez deep side, the 0-2. Breaking ball high above letters as Whitley pushes around some dirt on the right side. But the Shuckers offense for the second straight night has come out to play against Pensacola. 1-2. And a breaking ball at the belt for called strike three. Dropped in a changeup, and Whitley knew it. As he high stepped down to the right-hander's batter's box. Three strikeouts for Martinez and one out in the seventh. Talked about the pitching as well last night. Good start, a quality start from Carlos Luna. TJ Shook has given the same here. As now Wes Clark, power hitting first baseman, climbs in the right side. And a fastball runs low for ball one. Mark, one of the new faces here for the Shuckers, as is Martinez. Called from high at Beloit the end of July. So it's been about a month or so with the club. As Clark skies it high in the air, shallow right center field. Fletcher Vance turns around his body and makes the catch in shallow right center. As Clark pops out, it was the second meeting between those two. Clark homeward in the first. Martinez gets the pop out. Shallow right center. So Tugada and Churio still at first after leadoff walk. Switching third baseman Xavier Warren climbs in the left side. And now a quick sidearm toss over to first, and Churio back in headlong. Warren today has been aboard twice, walked in, scored in the second, also stole a bag in that inning. Struck out swinging the third, and then singled in his third plate appearance as Churio is off to second base, and he slides in headlong way in front of the throw from Osborne. And the Shuckers just keep on taking advantage.
That was also a really good pitch to run on that time by Churio. It was a changeup that ended up low and outside, so Osborne almost had to pick it. And Jackson just got a great lead off of the base.
Four stolen bases now by the Shuckers tonight. And that's the first steal at AA for Churio. And now mountain visit. Quick one, though, for Osborne. And now with Martinez just in front of the mound. We'll talk about signs with now Churio at second. One ball offering here to Xavier Warren. Pitch down and inside, it hits him on the front right foot as he hops out of the left-hander's batter's box across home plate. He's okay though. Takes off all the extra protective gear he has and will jog down to first. So the third time that Xavier has reached base safely. And now brings up Felix Valerio looking to reach base safely for the first time tonight. He's 0 for 3, pair of strikeouts and a lineout to shortstop in the fourth inning as Valerio takes a fastball 97 down and away for a ball. That was a 7-pitch at-bat, though, against Zach LeBan. As Martinez gazes toward third, the 1-0. And he drops in the slider at the top of the zone for a called strike. A walk and a hit by pitch is placed. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Top of the seventh. 7-2 Shuckers. And the 1-1 is a fastball on the outside black for a called strike, and Valerio's behind. Arnaldo Hernandez has started tossing. And the Shuckers bullpen, we'll see if he comes out in the bottom half of the inning. Churio's off to third. 1-2 gets underneath Osborne. Churio slid into third, so we didn't have a chance to trying to just keep on running home.
That should be a double steal for the Shuckers. Even though the ball got away from Osborne, they were off and moving long before it did.
So that would bring the total up to six stolen bases tonight by the Shuckers. That ties their season high against the Smokies. They had six in the beginning of June. 1-2, and Valerio strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. Four strikeouts for Martinez, and he limits the Shuckers in this inning. No runs on no hits, and two men left in scoring position. It's stretch time into Pensacola. Biloxi 7 and Blue Wahoos 2 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Shuckers 7, Pensacola 2. A new pitcher on the mound, first man of the bullpen, it's Arnaldo Hernandez for T.J. Shook.
Now, 38th appearance of the year for Arnaldo, 5-2, a 7.33 ERA. He has finished 13 games for Biloxi and has two holds in a save. 46 2/3 innings, 40 runs allowed, 38 earned on 62 hits. He's walked 30 and struck out 62.
So Hernandez faces 8-9-1. And a Pensacola's order. First batter, Davis Bradshaw off the left side. A home run hacking on a 94-mile fastball for strike one. Well, T.J. Shook turned in a really good start tonight. It goes six innings, allows two runs on six hits. Walked one and struck out three. And the 0-1. And Bradshaw slices it foul on the left field side in towards the empty seats. It's strike two. Now Bradshaw tonight 0-for-1 with a walk. Slight open stance on the left side. And the 0-2 is in the dirt. As Bradshaw thought about it but stays off. Hernandez this season, his seventh appearance against Pensacola. About four earned runs in eight innings, an ERA of 4.50. As pulls it down the right field side foul, Bradshaw does. Just out in front of a breaking ball. Hernandez has racked up the strikeouts, though. Has also walked six, but struck out 10. So Bradshaw, after fouling off a couple tough pitches, 1-2 is the count. Hernandez from the belt. Fastball, shot the other way, through the 5-6 on the left field. And it's a base hit for Davis Bradshaw on board for the second time today. He walked earlier in the second inning against T.J. Shook. And that is the fourth time today now in seven innings that Pensacola has gone leadoff man on, but they haven't done much with it. The two runs come in back-to-back innings in the fourth and the fifth. A home run from Osborne. And then a single from Thomas Jones, who was leadoff man, then scored. As the breaking ball is fouled right at home plate for a strike one. To Jones, a 9-0 hitter. Extending his on-base streak to eight games. The single in the fifth, one for two today. He scored on an error, though. Jackson Churio trying to gun him down and going first to third. The 0-1, and Jones way out in front and loses the thumb guard. As Hernandez threw him a breaking ball, and you can see a little white thing off his finger go flying down the third base side. About 30 feet or so. So Jones called time to go pick it up. Hernandez, brown glove from the belt, the 0-2. And a breaking ball in the dirt, a slider that Jones didn't fish after, and he lays off. Jones definitely who has the home run power, former football player. We saw his fly out to right field the opposite way, just kept on slicing. And getting deeper and deeper, flew out just to the edge of the warning track. 1-2. And Jones checks his swing. They appeal the first, and Nate Starr says that Jones held up Witcher Link like he did. Hyde and fastball 94, not easy to lay off either. It's 2-2. Big spot here for Hernandez. Allows leadoff single. Looking to record that first down. Trying to put away Jones, a 2-2. And a fastball. Swing and a miss. It's foul tip into the mid of Kale for strike three. Just the fourth strikeout for Shuckers pitching. And a big first down here in the seventh. Now Hernandez, who tossed probably some of his best baseball in a while on Saturday night in Mississippi, went two innings scoreless, struck out four, no walks, and allowed Jim to hit. A 26-year-old, Richie signed by the Kansas City Royals, faces Nassim Nunez, leadoff man. And a first pitch, changeup on the outer half for a called strike. Nunez has been a tough out tonight. He is 3-for-3, three singles, drove in a run in the fifth. As Hernandez long pause and strides home, the 0-1, a pull on the ground right side. Diving stop by Holt, pops up and spins to first and puts away Nunez. Only play was there, but a chopper on the right side. In the hole, hold range to his left, slid down a feet first, corralled it, spun, and threw to first accurately to get the speedy Nunez. Easier said than done. Now Bradshaw advances to second base, though, but two outs in the seventh. Shuckers ahead, 7-2. Now looking to win their sixth straight ball game. And also take the first two games of this final series this year. Kobe Fletcher Vance, the hitter, as he chases after a slider in the dirt for a strike one. Now Fletcher Vance 0-for-3. Strikeout, a pop out, and a ground out. A little bit of everything in the box score today for him. Everything but a hit. Hernandez looks to second the 0-1 as he comes home. A fastball just off the plate, 1-1. Hernandez has mostly been in and around the zone this inning. 10 strikes, 14 total pitches. 1-1 is fouled back to the screen for strike two. The Shuckers have seen plenty of Kobe Fletcher Vance this season. Someone who's pretty much with Pensacola the entire year. super utility man, can play all around the infield. And it's a 1-2, and Fletcher Vance is down in front of a breaking ball. And it goes down swinging for a strike three. Two punch outs in the inning for Arnaldo Hernandez. Allows leadoff single, but nothing else. No runs, a hit, and a man left at second base. Move on to the eighth inning. Shuckers on top, 7-2, looking for six in a row tonight on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Top of the eighth inning, Ethan Murray will start things off with the Shuckers. Valencia head 7-2 as a first pitch fastball at the bottom of the zone. For a call strike, and with that, we send it back over to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Murray, Holt, Kale, the 3-2 up here. As the next offer, slider comes in at the knees for a strike. It's 0-2 to Murray, who has reached base safely all three times today. A single, a walk, and a solo home run his last time. 0-2, well, that's down in the dirt, blocked by Osborne. The count is 1-2 to Murray. So three consecutive multi-hit games for Ethan Murray and his first double-A home run. And it was to one of the deeper parts of the ballpark. The set and the 1-2. And Murray, a skipping ball up the middle. Nunez to his left, spins as he throws, and it's in time to get Murray. Cap lost by Nunez, who picked it up the middle, spun, and made an accurate throw. So first time that Ethan has been retired tonight. One gone and Gabe Holt the batter.
That's the reason why he's a 70-grade fielder at shortstop.
Nunez has certainly looked the part in the front of his white jersey. Is pretty browned up from diving around the dirt tonight. First off, to Holt is a breaking ball right over for a strike. It's 0-1. Shuckers jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the second inning. Another inning in which they have scored four runs over the last week. As the next offer is low, the count is 1-1. Alexei then added on two more in the fourth, thanks to a two-run homer by Nick Cale, his third of the season. Scoring capped in the sixth inning by Murray's home run. 1-1. And Gabe lifts this into left field. Bradshaw angling towards the line, and he'll get underneath it in medium-depth left field, a few steps inside of fair territory, and make the grab for the out. Two gone, and it does bring up Cale. Just two runs so far tonight for Pensacola. A solo home run by J.D. Osborne in the fourth, and a run that scored on a single and a throwing error by Jackson Churio back in the fifth. T.J. Shook was great tonight. Six innings, six hits, two runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. A quality outing in his last start of the year. First offer to Cale, and Nick with designs of another home run swings through 97 for a strike. It is 0-1. The base is empty and two gone. As the right-hander Martinez, the 0-1. And a A fastball outer edge for a strike. And Holt, or excuse me, Kale turns in. It's at our home plate umpire, Bobby DeSoni, because he thought that might have been a little outside. On the 0-2, way outside of that. And the count is now 1-2. A little bit of action out in the Shuckers bullpen right now. Right-hander getting loose. The set and the 1-2. And a breaking ball is high and tight. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Kale. Corey Ray would be next. Right-hander Martinez ready is 2-2. And Kale shoots this the opposite way to right field. Conine is tracking it, but it's over his head and bounces up against the wall. Kale is thinking too, and he'll be in standing up with a double. Fourth two-bagger of the year for Nick. It's another multi-hit game for him. So the inning continues for the Shuckers, leading 7-2, and Corey Ray will be the batter. Like Nick Kale, though, getting a chance to play pretty much every day, and he has made the most of it. Third time on base for Nick, and a meeting on the mound as the Blue Wahoos will get a right-hander warming out of their bullpen. But for a bullpen game, this has gone about as well as Pensacola could have dreamed for it to. I mean, I know they're trailing 7-2. That's the problem. We got 3 innings out of McInvale, 2 innings out of LeBan. Now you're looking to maybe get 3 innings out of the right-hander Martinez. Here's Ray from the left side in the first pitch. It's a fastball outside. It is 1-0. Corey is 2-for-3 today with a single, a double, an RBI, a walk, a stolen base, and a strikeout. 1-0, and a breaking ball finds the bottom of the zone. It is 1-1. Really incredibly right now, and you almost hate to say it, the only part of the lineup that hasn't produced today has been the 2-3-4 hitters, as this is on the outside corner for a strike, and Corey is not pleased with that. It was off the dish, and instead it's 1-2. Ray, after a moment out, will dig back in from the left side. And the 1-2, he's low and in. 98 on the radar gun that time by Martinez. And the count goes to 2-2 to Ray. 7-2 Shuckers with the man on second and two gone here in the eighth. The 2-2, and Ray down swinging on a fastball. 97, no way. So 5 strikeouts for Martinez as he strands a man at second. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers still with a 5-run advantage at 7-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We'll be right back.
Home half of the eighth inning. Shuckers with a 7-2 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And it'll be the double-A debut for the new right-hander, James Meeker, here in the eighth.
Yeah, Meeker, who in Wisconsin this year spent the full season there, 4-4 record down there, made 43 appearances, 2 starts, held a 2.45 ERA, 3 holds, 17 saves and 20 opportunities, struck out a 57 and 62 in the third inning, walked 17 and opponents in just 2.17.
He's going to get Norel Gonzalez to lead things off, and there's a bit of a delay and I think there might have been a ball that was loose out in the bullpen for the Blue Wahoos that delayed it. So Meeker operating from the first base side of the rubber, deals home the first, and Gonzalez watches a breaking ball on the inner edge that looked like the cutter that time for a strike. It is 0-1. So Arnaldo Hernandez, one inning tonight, one hit, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. As the 0-1, and a fastball bounced the other way, a high bouncer that Murray gets behind short out of the outfield, and a strong throw gets Gonzalez over at first base. Ethan Murray has demonstrated the range in the arm a few times tonight. One gone, and Griffin Conine will be the batter. Well, Meeker, the 6'4", 222-pound right-hitter, native of Wexford, Pennsylvania, 27 years old. He was home the first for a ball. There was the cutter. It is 1-0 to Conine, who's 0-for-3 tonight, but he has put the ball in play a couple of times. He struck out his last time up. The set and the 1-0, and Conine lifts it in the air to deep left field. Ray, though, back just a step shy of the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch for the out. Two gone, and Bubba Hollins will be the batter. For Meeker, he was signed out of the independent ranks by the Milwaukee Brewers back on August 13th of last season. He had pitched for the Washington Wild Things in the Frontier League for 3 seasons. As the pitch is low and away to Hollins for a ball, 1-0, Shuckers leading 7-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. Really, it was his last season with Washington that got Meeker noticed. As Hollins fouls it back, it is 1-1. And you can understand why. In 30 appearances with Washington, he had a 0 ERA. 31 2/3 innings, no runs allowed. 1-1 is high and outside with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The count goes to 1-2 to Hollins. I think that'll get you a contract, don't you?
I'd say it should.
Right-hander sets in the 2-1. And a bouncer right at the second baseman hole. Third hop is taken chest high. And an easy throw to Clark at first. And James Meeker, a smooth 1-2-3 inning in his double-A debut in the bottom of the eighth. That sends us on to the ninth. The Shuckers with a 7-2 lead over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch.
until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Seven-2 Shuckers as we go to the ninth inning. New hurler on for Pensacola. They'll turn to the right-hander Sean Reynolds here in the ninth.
And the 24-year-old Reynolds making his 23rd appearance with Pensacola this year. 2-0 record, a 5.16 ERA. 3 holds, 4 saves, and 4 opportunities. Struck out 26, has walked just 9 in 22 and 2/3 innings. Opponent sitting .233 off him.
First offer to Jackson Churio is a slider that swung on a miss for a strike. It is 0-1 to Churio. So 3 innings of work from Robinson Martinez. Reynolds is the 4th pitcher used by the Wahoos tonight in a bullpen game. As Churio can hold up on a fastball, 96 at the bottom of the zone. And it's quickly 0-2 to Jackson, who's 0-3 tonight, but he walked and stole 2 bases his last time up. Reynolds, the 0-2, is low and outside with a breaking ball. The count of ball and 2 strikes to the 18-year-old Churio. 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Wahoos. Shuckers took a 4-0 lead in the second. The 1-2, and Churio takes high. Fastball at 97. The count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds, 6'8", 240 pounds, taken in the 4th round of the 2016 draft by Miami. As the 2-2 breaking ball, and Churio swung late and fouled it off. And so the count stays at 2-2. And that was a demonstration, I think, of how good Churio's hands are, because he was going to be caught with a called third strike on the inner edge, maybe, if he didn't foul that off as he was backing away from it. He still punched it straight down. 2-2. And this breaking ball is lined into left field. Chasing towards it, though, is Bradshaw. And shy of the warning track, he'll make the catch for the out. So Churio gives it a good ride out into left field, but just a little underneath it. One gone, and it brings up Garrett Whitley. Well, plenty of storylines from around baseball today as we barrel towards the end of our season, and of course, obviously, the race for October in the major leagues. But how do you like this? Today, minor league baseball players officially join the Major League Baseball Players Association. As the first offer is a called strike to Garrett Whitley, it is 0-1. That's something that I don't think people were aware of really before it was brought to light during the 2020 canceled minor league season. As the 0-1 to Whitley is low, it is 1-1. The fact that minor league baseball did not have a union and did not have any representation for collective bargaining with major league baseball that controls their schedule and their really everything about the way that their season goes. As Whitley fouls this back, it is 1-1. And, you know, I think this also might go towards what Rob Manfred said after the strike ended between Major League Baseball and the Players Association, where he said he needed to do a better job of, you know, reaching across the aisle and working with the players. As the 1-2 to Whitley is low, it's 2-2. Because a week ago, Rob Manfred said that the league would execute an agreement of voluntary recognition of the union as long as the players' union authorization cards were certified. 2-2, and Whitley strikes out swinging on a slider. First strikeout for Reynolds. 2 gone in the inning, and Wes Clark will be the batter. You know, the MLB Players Association sent out authorization cards to a majority of minor leaguers. There are about 5,500 of them, and a majority of them came back signed. And so minor leaguers will now be represented as part of the Major League Baseball Players Association union. First offer to Clark, and Wes smashes it into left field. Bradshaw's chasing it, and it's over his head. It's going to get all the way to the wall. Clark around first, and he will easily be into second with a double. That extends his on-base streak to 7 games. It's his second double at AA in 12 games. He's in scoring position with 2 outs for Xavier Warren.
Almost an impressive catch from Bradshaw to been over his shoulder as Clark just rifled it into the alley.
Now we'll see if Warren can maybe drive in another. Biloxi with a 7-2 lead here in the top of the ninth inning with a man on second and 2 gone. First offer. Now this is fouled back just to off to our left for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, now the thing that the Players Association is going to have to do, they're going to have to create a separate bargaining union for minor leaguers, and that will include its own dues, player representatives, executive board, the 0-1. And that is low. It is 1-1. I would imagine that the dues for the minor league players union might be set at a slightly lower numerical value than that for the Major League Players Association.
I'd say so.
As salaries have a little bit of a discrepancy there. The set and the 1-1. And Warren lines this one to the right field gap. That's going to drop in. It's cut off before it gets to the wall, but in to score easily is Clark as Warren goes into a slide halfway between first and second and retreats back to the bag. It's an RBI single for Warren, the 4th time he's been on base tonight and his 8th RBI in AA. The Shuckers now back in front by a half a dozen. 8-2 here in the top of the ninth. So Warren drives in Clark. And now Valerio takes a slider way low and outside for the ball. It is 1-0. It is good news for minor leaguers as they now have a seat at the table. Reynolds readies the 1-0. And Valerio takes a fastball outside. 2 balls and no strikes. But meanwhile, we had talked about the Nashville Sounds. How about Victor Castaneda tonight? 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. As the 2-0 is skied in the air first base side, but that'll find the seats foul. On the count, 2 balls and 1 strike now to Valeria. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. At the time that Castaneda finished his outing, the Sounds had a 6-3 lead. Nashville also running wild tonight. Estuary Ruiz, 5 stolen bases. As a 2-1 breaking ball is cut over and missed, and the count goes to 2-2 to Valerio. So Ruiz with 5 tonight. And that is just cool because they are all off of former Biloxi Shuckers catcher Peyton Henry. The 2-2. And Valerio takes it down low. Dribbles away from Osborne, but only about 3 feet out of the batter's box. And so the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Valerio with Ethan Murray waiting on deck. And how do you like this? Hadn't seen where Ethan Small had pitched recently. Wasn't named in the starting rotation for the Sounds. As the 3-2, there goes the runner. It's low and outside in ball 4. And so Valerio reaches for the first time tonight. And it'll bring up Murray as Reynolds walks his first. But Ethan Small out of the bullpen tonight following Victor Castaneda. So far he's gone an inning and given up a run on 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. The Sounds added on 2 more in the bottom of the 6th inning thanks to a ground rule double by Joey Weimer and a double by John Singleton. First offer on the way to Murray, and he fights it off foul right side for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers with an 8-2 lead of their own here in the top of the ninth inning and looking for more with Warren on second, Valerio on first, and Murray, who has hit safely twice tonight, as the next offer, and Murray skies it into right center field. Conine and Jones will drift over. It's Conine in pretty much straightaway right field. And he'll reach up and make the catch and bring the top of the ninth to a close. But the Shuckers add on another. And as we go on to the bottom of the ninth, that's now Biloxi 8 and the Blue Wahoos 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. You don't wanna leave.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers with an 8-2 lead, and they will turn to the right-hander Robbie Hitt to try and get the last three outs tonight.
Hitt making his 41st appearance with Biloxi this year, 4-3 record, a 4.81 ERA. Two holds, a save, and two opportunities. Struck out 53, walked 24, and 48 and two-thirds. Opponents hitting .251 off of him this season.
So he'll get J.D. Osborne to lead it off, right-handed hitter. As the righty Hitt sets from the first base side of the slab and kicks home. And a fastball is a little low and in. It is 1-0. So James Meeker, double-A debut. One inning, no hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks. Two groundouts and a flyout. As the 1-0 is a fastball a little low and maybe inside. Two balls and no strikes to Osborne. Osborne, 2-for-3 tonight with a single in the second, a home run in the fourth, and a ground out to short back in the sixth. The 2-0 from Robbie. A fastball is outside. It's three balls and no strikes to the catcher, Osborne. Shuckers with a six-run lead looking for their sixth consecutive victory. In Biloxi, the last time they won at least five in a row was when they started the year with seven straight wins. 3-0, and there's a fastball, 92. They'll tie outer half. So the count goes to 3-1 to the catcher, Osborne. Shuckers scored four in the second, and they have been pretty comfortably out in front ever since. The 3-1 is inside. It's ball four. Just the second walk issued by Biloxi tonight. And the leadoff man is on, and Marcus Chu will be the batter. Here's the story from tonight. Certainly T.J. Shook. Six innings, just two runs on six hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. And especially after his last outing on Tuesday night of last week against Mississippi, in which he gave up eight runs in just over two innings, what a bounce back. Slider is ripped on a miss by Chu for a strike. It is 0-1. By the way, we've been talking about Nashville a lot. Obviously, they're the only other Brewers-affiliated team that is still playing right now, as the 0-1 is low and outside. And the count is one ball and one strike to Chu. Of course, they are heading down the stretch right now in the International League. They had a 2.5-game lead over Columbus coming into tonight, as the next offer in Chu bounces it foul on the third base side. Columbus falling to Omaha tonight by a final score of 9-1. And hey, Look who appeared in the box score tonight. Our old friend Jackson hits his seventh home run of the year. At AAA, we should know. The 1-2 is just fouled back by Chu. He was under a slider. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Chu, who's 0 for 3 tonight with a line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. So what, that's 7 home runs at AAA by Reitz and 22 at AA. So that gives him 29 for the year. I did my math right there. Lucette at the 1-2. And a slider comes in and hits him. And actually, they are going to say that Chu leaned into it. And so he has to come back into the batter's box.
I think he might hit the knob of the barrel.
Well, that had a loud clack to it. But I think that if it did catch the arm guard and not the knob, Chu not only turned his back, but he kind of leaned over home plate. Remember, you have to at least make a small effort to get out of the way, as a 2-2 slider is low and outside. Much rather, you can't lean into the pitch and reach. So they count 3-2 now to Chu. Osborne at first after the walk. Shuckers leading 8-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. And the right-hander hit the 3-2. He has bounced up the middle. Murray to his left. Touches second. Lobs to first. It's a double play. Easy as you like. The best friend for Robbie Hitt. And just like that, two gone in the inning. And a reminder, that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, at Jam Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. So two gone, and Davis Bradshaw, the left-handed hitter, bounces it right into the opposite batter's box for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers 8-2 leaders looking for their sixth consecutive win and to open up this series with back-to-back resounding victories over the Wahoos. The set and the 0-1. And Bradshaw fouls it straight back, and the Wahoos are down to their last strike. Bradshaw has reached base twice tonight, a single, a walk, and a ground out. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander Robbie Hitt. As his sign from the catcher, Kale. And the 0-2 is bounced the other way. On for a third hop. It's Warren. His throw is high, but Clark gets the tag down on the body, and it brings the ball game to a close. And a night after they beat the Wahoos 7-2, the Shuckers decided to tag on one more tonight as they top Pensacola 8-2 in the second game of this series. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll put a bow on this one, get you all set for tomorrow night, as well as scores from around the Brewers organization and the Southern League. All of that is the Shuckers postgame show. Comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers 8-2 winners over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos tonight. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Let's run you back through this one. The Shuckers got out to a 4-0 lead in the second inning and never looked back tonight. Xavier Warren led off with a walk. He stole second, moved to third on a single by Ethan Murray. Remember, that was when Warren tripped on his way around third, but ended up not mattering. Gabe Holt put a ball into play up the first base line. Marcus Jew trying to feed it to a covering Andrew McInvale. Got away from McInvale. Holt was safe. Warren and Murray both score. And the Shuckers went up 2-0. McHale then drew a walk. A wild pitch moved the runners to second and third. And Corey Ray with an RBI single brought home Holt. That made it 3-0. And then Corey going for second was picked off. However, Kale was able to come in and score. So the Shuckers took a 4-0 lead. Biloxi would add on 2 more in the fourth, thanks to a leadoff walk, or a one-out walk, excuse me, to Ethan Murray. And then Nick Kale, a no-doubt 2-run homer to left, his third of the season. And Biloxi led it 6-0 at that point. That was enough for the right-hander T.J. Shook, who didn't work a 1-2-3 inning until his last inning of the night, but he only allowed 2 runs. One came in the fourth inning on a solo home run to J.D. Osborne. The other came in the fifth when Thomas Jones singled to center and then moved to second and ultimately scored on a single by Nunez that bounced off of the second base bag. And then a throwing error by Jackson Chirillo to try and get Jones at third, bounced off of Jones, and that let him come in and score. So Pensacola was within 4 at 6-2. The Shuckers got a run back in the sixth, a solo home run by Ethan Murray, his second hit of the night, his third straight multi-hit game, and his first home run at Double A. It was 7-2 Biloxi. Shuckers would add on an insurance run in the ninth when Wes Clark doubled and Xavier Warren singled to right. And then the bullpen did the rest for Biloxi. Arnaldo Hernandez with the scoreless seventh. James Meeker with a perfect eighth. And then Robbie hit a walk, a double play, and a ground out as part of a scoreless ninth. The Shuckers, in convincing fashion, top Pensacola tonight by a final score of 8-2. Well, when we come back, we've got your look at the Southern League scoreboard as well as the Brewers affiliated system, and we'll get you all set for tomorrow night. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's. Super Bowl.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Shuckers win tonight 8-2, but we certainly weren't the only action in the Southern League tonight as we barrel towards the end of the season. And for your look at the Southern League scoreboard, I'll send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. We'll start in Chattanooga, where the Lookouts hosting the Tennessee Smokies. 5-2 Smokies win today. Really nothing crazy in this ball game that happened. Jake Slaughter did steal two bases. But on this side, Joe Boyle followed Graham Ashcraft, who went the first three innings, struck out six. Boyle struck out seven in five innings, did walk three. But it was the Smokies jumping in early in the second inning. A two RBI single from Harrison Wenson. Sacrifice fly made it 3-0. The Smokies jumped down to a 5-0 lead. And then the two runs coming late in the bottom of the eighth and the bottom of the ninth inning for the Chattanooga Lookouts. So pretty much inconsequential at that point. 5-2 win for the Smokies as they win tonight. 12-6 win for Rocket City. Sam Bachman, the first round draft pick in 2021 by the Angels, finally gets his first career double-A win. Remember, he made so many starts and would never qualify because he always threw so many pitches. Well, tonight went six innings, allowed three earned runs on nine hits, no walks, and struck out five. Tag team duo Colton Ingram gave up a run. The sky must be falling.
What?
On no hits either. So
say it isn't so.
Yeah, Eric Torres, though, tossed a scoreless inning in the third, struck out all four. That he faced.
Wow.
But a seven-run fifth inning is what ended up doing the Barons in. And they got some early runs in the second and third inning. RBI double from Moises Castillo, scoring Joelky Cespedes. Oscar Colas, an RBI double in the third. So Birmingham in a 2-0 lead. Levon Soto, RBI single in the third, cutting the deficit before that seven-run fifth inning. And really, the first three runs were just, they're crushers. Bases loaded walk to Levon Soto. Zach Neto hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Logan Ohapi, bases loaded walk, scored those first three runs to give him a 4-2 lead. Two RBI single from Ryan Aguilar, and then Kevin Maiton says thank you very much. Two-run homer, his 10th of the year as well. Levon Soto with an RBI single in the sixth inning. And then in the eighth inning, Logan Ohapi, RBI double, Aaron Whitefield double, but a big day for Levon Soto. Drives home three, a multi-hit performance for him. Eight of the nine starters for Rocket City with the hit, in which Soto had the only multi-hit game. They had nine hits as a team. Birmingham out-hit them, so kind of a head-scratcher there in terms of the hit discrepancy. But again, Birmingham, not the best pitching staff in the league, and show tonight 12-6 on the losing end of things in Rocket City. And we wrap things up in Mississippi with the Embraves at Trustmark Park hosting the Montgomery Biscuits. And the Embraves snapped their five-game losing streak, defeating the Biscuits 4-2. Dylan Dodd picks up the win. Five innings, seven strikeouts, one run on four hits. Hayden Deal, Higginbotham, Indigo Diaz, and Justin Yeager, who picks up his sixth save of the season, would follow. And which Arden Pabst hit his first home run at Double-A, someone who's played at Triple-A this year for the Braves. So he able to hit a home run. And we talked about a little bit, Alika Williams, one of the top Rays prospects. He's a top 30 guy for them, reaching Double-A RBI single tonight. He's someone that can play shortstop. But, I mean, just look at that lineup now for Montgomery. Alika Williams today, who started shortstop, but in place of Oslavis Basabi, so it's just a wealth of nations up there in Montgomery, the amount of infield talent they have. But Alika Williams making it to Double A this year. Again, another top 30 guy and another just infielder. I mean, they put Wisely at second base tonight, and again, Basabe was in the lineup. So, again, though, Montgomery falls tonight, though, 4-2.
That is just the Rays system right now. We said it when they brought up Kyle Manzardo, who last I checked is still leading all of minor league baseball and OPS. Like, yeah, of course they just have another infielder that they can bring up who's another top 30 guy that's probably going to hit right around 300 and just grind away at bats. And no surprise there as he comes up and makes his debut tonight for the Biscuits. Yeah, that sounds about right tonight.
Well, it's two games now. He's 3-for-7, so hitting .429. Huh. There it is.
Just a casual casual 3-for-7 in his first couple of games. Thomas, thank you so much for the look at everything across the Southern League tonight. Appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
All right. As for the Nashville Sounds, they're the only team in the Brewers-affiliated system that's playing. We kind of kept an eye on this one tonight as they were taking on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. A couple of storylines out of this one. The first is that Victor Castaneda made his AAA debut for the season tonight. 6 innings worth of work. He ends up giving up 3 runs on 4 hits, walks 2, and strikes out 2. And so he is in line for the win right now as Nashville is leading Jacksonville 10-4. Ethan Small came out of the bullpen and threw an inning tonight for the Nashville Sounds. Estuary Ruiz, meanwhile, has stolen 5 bases in the ballgame tonight. And the ball has been jumping around tonight. 10 runs on 15 hits for Nashville. Very briefly for you, Bryce Terang with an RBI single. Sal Frelick, his first AAA home run. It was a 3-run blast that gave Nashville a 4-2 lead. Pedro Severino would then have a sacrifice fly. Weston Wilson with an RBI double to drive in a run. Jacksonville got a run back in the top of the 6th on a ground out by Jesus Sanchez. But then John Singleton doubled in.
Bryce Terang.
There it is. And then Joey Weimer with a ground rule double, his 13th at AAA. So I think Joey's got like 13 doubles and 6 home runs now in his time at AAA. He's
doing well.
Really swinging well up there now. A wild pitch from Small scored the only run to his ledger. And then Pedro Severino with his 4th home run of the year. And oh, wait, Sal Frelick was not done. It's another multi-hit game for Sal. And it's his first multi-home run game at AAA as he hits his 2nd of the night. Right now, Lucas Ersig is into the ballgame as he is pitching in the top of the 8th inning. Nashville Sounds with a 10-4 lead. So it looks like Nashville's going to get a win. Again, we said earlier, Omaha ended up beating Columbus tonight. Our former friend Jackson Reitz with his 7th home run at AAA. And so as a result, if the Sounds are able to hold on and get a victory tonight, then they would move 3.5 games up of the Columbus Clippers in the race for first in the International League for their division. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers currently in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals, and right now they are in the bottom of the 8th inning. And unfortunately, Milwaukee is trailing. The reigning Cy Young Award winner, Corbin Burns, was on the mound tonight. Gives up 3 runs in the ballgame. Nolan Arenado hit a home run off of him tonight. Right now, Albert Pujols is batting with 2 gone in the bottom of the 8th inning and a man on first. But for Burns tonight, he goes 7 innings, 3 runs on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. A lone run scored for Milwaukee came in the top of the 2nd inning. A sacrifice fly by Tyrone Taylor. But again, Nolan Arenado, his 29th home run of the year to tie it. Yadier Molina with an RBI single to give the Cardinals the lead. And Lars Nootbaar with a solo home run, his 12th of the year in the bottom of the 5th. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, 8 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error and left 8 men on base. For Pensacola, 2 runs on 7 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 6 men on base. The winning pitcher is T.J. Shook. What a way to go out for the season for T.J. after he got roughed up at home in his last outing. 6 quality innings tonight. He improves to 4-2 to finish the year at AA. The loss goes to Andrew McInvale, who drops to 2-3. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,456 on an 81-degree clear night here in Pensacola. With the win, the Shuckers are 64-67, and they're 30-34 in the second half. If the Shuckers can keep this rolling and continue winning, they have an outside chance to finish the season at an even 500. But for right now, they have won six in a row. Meanwhile, for Pensacola, they're now 67-60 on the year, and they are 33-31. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. Biloxi will send the left-hander Brandon Kennard to the mound, 3-6 with a 3.90 ERA. He'll be opposed by the southpaw Patrick Monteverde, 1-0 with a 6.12 ERA. Again, first pitch comes your way at 6:35 p.m. tomorrow night, so we're on the air for you at 6:20 from right here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zanzarella for all of his hard work today, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, as well as social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work.
Oh, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zanzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 8, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2. Shuckers have a chance to make it 7 in a row tomorrow night. We hope you will join us then. Until that time, good night from the Panhandle of Florida.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, staff.